Blog Talk Radio.
Chag, Chag, Sameach. Happy, happy feast, happy, happy festival. Here, here, here. The Pesach, Passover. Here, the first day of unleavened bread. Chag HaMatzah, HaMatzah, the bread. Sameach, happy, happy, happy. Rejoice. Yes, I. Make I and I give thanks and praise. I and I Rastafari Israelite. Pesach. Matzah, day one.
Well, let the righteous be glad. Let them rejoice. Let them God.
Jump! Rastafari. Jump! Rastafari. Jump! Rastafari.
So we say right here, Shabbaton, Shabbaton, Shalom, because the correspondence right here, 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 both with the, we say, the weekly Sabbath, the Shabbat day, both the Eve, the Erev, Pesach, here in the season, as well as the High Isla day, so Shabbaton, Sabbath of Sabbath, Sameach, reason for the season, right here, Congos, the feast of Passover. Yes, sir. Yes. Shabbat, Shabbat, Shalom, yes, I. Chag HaMatzah, here we're at the first day of the unleavened bread right here, here, here in the season. It's interesting how the season here rises Hot Rise is up. The 15th previous. Oh, let's just point out that the TJIF, the Thank Shots Friday, the podcast was like blocked worldwide. You can still see it in the U.S. and other territories. So if ones and ones are hearing this. So we had to make a local executive decision and to trim out a particular audio. That was audio by David Solid Gold and the Silvertones. I don't know exactly what's going on right there. That was a tune of Adin Hyena, Once We Were Slaves, or in other translations, Once We Were Bondmen. Interesting. You don't want I and I to say that. But anyway, the stream should be fully with that little clip right there. They're going to investigate that a little bit more right there. But just a FYI for ones and ones and ones, can hear the full of the MP3. Going to the links from the blog talk right there. They can download and share. But here, this is what it said on the Shabbat day from the true church and the professing church, the church of he who have the key of great King David, the church of brotherly love, the church of Kedemawi Haile Selassie.
Kulatanya Edame Yemibal said on Saturdays, the Sabbath, Meskel Abra, the Kokoboch Samayenas Geta, Kohulum Tahayenasaye, Meskel Abra, the Kokoboch Samayenas Geta. The cross shined and had the heavens embroidered with stars. Of all, the sun is seen. The cross shined and had the heavens embroidered with stars.
Yes, I Rastafari in the goose is a star.
My God, it's full of stars. My God, it's full of stars. Full of stars. Full of stars.
Yes. That's on Close Encounters. A close encounter here with he who be, we be his divine majesty. Here, Queen Africa, here with Lily of the Valley, the Shoshana, Susanna, and the other way of saying Shoshanim. That's the lilies of the valleys, but also very symbolic of this season right here, Pesach. The trumpets, the lilies, the proclamation, he who be, who he be, the lily of the valley. Rise up the chants.
Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in thy sight, O Most High Celestial Jah Rastafari. The heavens declare the glory of the Most High, and the firmament showeth his handiwork. Day unto day uttereth speech, and night unto night showeth knowledge. There is no speech nor language where thy voice is not heard. Their line is gone out through all the earth, and their words to the end of the world. Rastafari. In them there's a tabernacle set for the sun, which has a bridegroom coming out of his chamber, and rejoiceth as a strong man to run a race. His going forth is from the end of the heaven, and his circuit upon the ends of it, and there is nothing hid from the heat thereof. Lightning. Everyone should know. Everyone should know. Who Rastafari. The law of the Most High is perfect, converting the soul. The testimony of the Most High is true, making wise the simple. The statutes of the Most High are right, rejoicing the heart. The commandment of the Most High is pure, enlightening the eyes. The fear of the Most High is clear, enduring forever. The judgments of the Most High are true and righteous altogether. More to be desired are they than gold, yea, more than much fine gold. Sweeter also than the honey and the honeycomb. Moreover, by them is thy servant warned, and in keeping of them there is great reward. Who can understand his errors? Cleanse thou me from secret faults. Keep back thy servant also from presumptuous sins. Let them not have dominion over I. Then shall I be upright, and I shall be innocent from the great transgression. Selah, Selassie. Everyone should know. And the meditation of thy heart be acceptable in thy sight, O Most High, thy strength and thy redeemer. Dila, Selassie. Aya Inge. Imperial Majesty, Emperor Celestia, Empress Menenai. I.
Everyone to know.
Reason for the season right here. We're at day one of the Unleavened Bread. And it's interesting, as we said, the 15th of April, 2022, right? The correspondence with even the other, we say, observers of this season. For example, the Western Gentile Christians on Friday previous, you know, TJIF, they had Good Friday. The eve here in the season, according to the lunar calculations, was the eve of Pesach, Passover, right? Corresponding with the eve of the Shabbat. So for the Christians under the Pope or the Papal Church, the Western Gentile Church, the Protestant daughters of the papacy, they observe this time right here, you know, Good Friday, they say, going forward to the Sunday, the first day. Now, it's interesting, the first day. You know, that day after, you know, that day after, tomorrow after the Shabbat day, we have the first day service where we'll pick up with day two. But then we count through the 7 days. Now we count the fullness of the 23rd, right? So the 23rd is the fulfillment here in this season, you know, going to the correspondence of the Gregorian calendar of Passover, Pesach, according to Jah Torah. But then the morrow after that Shabbat, right, is what is known according to the true church and the professing church, the Ethiopian Orthodox Tewahedo Church, as Fasika, or more better as Tinsayeh, the resurrection day. Now, this Hebraically corresponds with the first fruits. Right, the first fruits that according to Leviticus chapter 23 occurs on the morrow, the day after, the morrow after the Shabbat. So the morrow after the Shabbat, if the Shabbat is the seventh day, that must be the eighth day or the first day that is called Sunday. It's very interesting how it rises and sets
here in this particular season. So let's go over a little overview. A little overview right here, 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 as Robeinu. I and I, Rabbi, the Rabbi of Rabbis, our Black Lord and Savior, Yeshua HaMoshiach, the King of Kings, Christ, says that every scribe that is instructed, the ones who are instructed. So he bun out some scribes, but he says that he will have his own scribes, right? So we can ascribe and describe the glory.
And said he unto them, and said he unto them, and said he unto them. Therefore, every scribe which is instructed unto the kingdom of heaven, 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 the kingdom of heaven. And said he unto them, therefore, every scribe which is instructed unto the kingdom of heaven, 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 kingdom of heaven. And said he unto them, therefore, every scribe which is instructed unto the kingdom of heaven is like unto a man that is an householder, which bringeth forth out of his treasure things new, things and old, new, things and old, new, things and old, new, things and old.
My advice to all, advice to all, advice to all, advice to all, is to fulfill the Ten Commandments. Fulfill the Ten Commandments. Fulfill the Ten Commandments. Fulfill the Ten
Commandments. Shema, Shema, hear, hear.
You are aware of the contents of the Ten Commandments. Of the Ten Commandments. And elaborate on, 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 and elaborate. If the nation for which I am the emperor follows and accepts this, and accept this, and accept this, and accept this, and accept this. Since it's also what I accept and follow, accept and follow, accept and follow, accept and follow, accept and follow. I would believe our country is not only historically Christian, historically Christian, historically Christian, historically Christian, historically Christian, but also actively Christian, actively Christian, actively Christian.
Yes, you've got a Marwin Nagutin again, the King Messiah there. Jah does follow Yahweh. Yes, I, Rastafari. Hey, hey, here. Let's hear this overview for Pesach here in the season. Here,
Shema Yisrael. Adonai Eloheinu, Adonai Echad. Adonai Echad. Adonai Echad. Adonai Echad. Adonai Echad. Adonai
Echad. So here's a Passover overview, so we can just get a good idea overview of the season, reason for the season. Exodus chapter 12, Christ, our Passover, Moshiach, the anointed, our Pesach, both then and now. Hear, hear, hear. Yes, sir.
Fasika, Fasika, type of Moshiach, Messiah, our Redeemer. So what is Pesach? Passover, 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 Passover. Fasika, Fasika, Pesach. Hebraically, Pesach, Pesach, Fasika. Type of Moshiach, Messiah, our Redeemer. So what is Jah Passover? Jah Passover is a type and is the main essential type of Moshiach, Ha Moshiach, our Redeemer. According to Exodus chapter 12, verses 1 to 28, compare that in 99 studies. We're doing our homework on Pesach, on Passover here. So grab your pen, your paper, sacred scripture. Bring a willing and a repentive heart and mind to receive half the story of our glory that has not been told, so we can come into that fuller fullness. Right? That true consecration is that fullness, right? That filling of the hand. Right? That filling of the hand. This is why it says that three times in the year shall all the males of Yisrael present themselves, right? Present themselves before he who be, who he be. And it says that none shall present themselves empty. Here we have this in Exodus chapter 23, 23 and 17. Three times in the year, in the Shana, all thy males, all the Zakar, right? The wind, the males shall appear, lifne ha'adon, Yahuwah, before the true sovereign, ha'adawan, ha'adon, Yahuwah. Now, it's interesting right here, speaking of the three national feasts, the Mo'adim of Yahuwah Eloheinu, three times in the year shall all the males. When does that begin? Well, as we get to the first words of Jah Passover, and recognizing that the Passover, keeping the Passover, observing the Passover, is the key of Jah people exodus, right? Is the key of Jah people exodus that leads to that summit that's destined for us by the great creator, right? And that's the resurrection. Right, the resurrection, the rise. Right, get up, stand up, Jah people, rise, the resurrection. Right, the resurrection of the Moshiach, Yeshua. Right, that is the example for I and we, my brothers and sisters. Now, how do we reach that summit that's destined for us by the great creator? Well, it begins with a groundation. Right, I and I have to know who we be, who you are and where you stand, your standing, your status. Where do we stand? Right, where do we stand? In Jah plan, in Jah plan of salvation. This is why the hearing, the Shema'a, right? Shema'a Yisrael, because of Israel's responsibility in Jah's plan of salvation. It says first to the Yehudi, first to the Jew, we the black Jews of the line of the tribe of Judah, but then to all nations, right? So there's a responsibility. To whom more is given, more is required. So we see within Exodus, right? Exodus, what was that? Exodus chapter, let's bring that up again. In Exodus chapter 20, was that 23? Actually, it was 23. Yes, 23. It's a passage here, verses 14 to 19. Speaking about the three Mo'adim. The Mo'adim begin with the beginning of moons. What is the beginning of moons, the beginning of months? See, we have to know Jah time. The beginning of moons, the beginning of months, according to Exodus chapter 12, concerning the contest of Paro'o, and this portion here was found in I 15th. So the 15th and the 16th weekly Torah portion reading and feedings need to be referred to, right, and studied over again, you know, especially in this time. This is the Medi, right? This is the object lesson here. So here we have the Passover in Exodus chapter 12. The first word on Passover, we have this in Exodus chapter 12, verse 11. In the Hebrew, the Passover is called Pesach Hu La Yahuwah. La Yahuwah, Le Yahweh, La Yahuwah. Pesach, Passover Hu. It, He, is the Passover of He who be who He be. La Yahuwah. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Baruch HaShem. So it is mentioned and termed as Jehovah's Passover, Jah's Passover. So termed because it alludes to the passing of Ha'adawan, of Adonai, over the Israelitish and the Hebrew houses that were situated among the Egyptian houses. You know what I'm saying? That because of that sign, that mark. Now, that's also within this chapter, this particular chapter right here, which is the first words, right? This is the first words for Passover. So in our Passover preparation, it is good if we begin right here with this groundation right here. So Exodus chapter 12. Exodus chapter 12. So Jah Passover, it's the Hebrew mythos, right? It's the metaphor, if you will, right? It's like the verbal hieroglyph, if you please, of HaMoshiach, of the Messiah, of the anointed, Christos, Christ, our Redeemer. Exodus chapter 12, verses 1 to 28. John's Gospel, chapter 1, verse 29. 1 Corinthians chapter 5, verses 6 to 7. 1 Peter chapter 1, verses 18 and 19. Chabarim. These are very important. This is where we do I and I homework. This is where we get a good understanding. And we meditate. I meditate on this. Read over. Study. Take your notes, brothers and sisters. Journal your notes. You know, your composition and your discipleship study book, my brothers and sisters. These are some very key. This is the first point of Jah Passover. Jah Passover is a type of Moshiach, a type of Christos, a type of the Messiah who is the anointed, who is our Redeemer, even our kinsman Redeemer. Exodus chapter 12, verses 1 to 28, John's Gospel, the Gospel according to Johannes, chapter 1, verse 29, 1 Corinthians chapter 5, verses 6 to 7, and 1 Peter chapter 1, verses 18 and 19, Chabarim. Now, the first aspect of Jah Passover, Jah's Pesach, Pesachu la Yahuwah, Pesachu la Yahuwah, the Passover He of He who be who He be. The first is the Lamb, the Seth in the Hebrew, the Seth in the Hebrew. We have Beg, you know, the Lamb, but we'll touch on that first, get the Hebrew groundation, Chabarim. We have the Lamb. The Lamb must be without blemish. The Lamb must be according to the kind and the pattern of the blameless creator's creation. That means a lamb, when you know what a lamb is, a lamb has looks like this, a lamb has these body parts, it doesn't have extra, it doesn't have less, it has exactly what John created it to have. It's not a hybrid. It doesn't have less legs or more heads or less heads. No, it is according to, this is what the idea of without blemish or tamim. In other words, it is perfect. It is perfect according to the creation of the blameless creator. Let's understand this idea of without blemish, right? Without mum, blemish or tamim, being tamim, being perfect, must be without blemish. And to test this, to test that the lamb was without blemish, it was kept up 4 days. Let's note that right there. The lamb was kept for 4 days. For 4 days. It's kind of interesting when we think about the prepping for Pesach, right? Even in this time, you know, the days before that night. Why is this night so different than all other nights? That question there. So the lamb must be without blemish. And to test this, it was kept for 4 days. In Exodus chapter 12, verses 5 and 6 brings this out very much, right? Let's begin off with a couple of verses from Exodus chapter 12, as this is the first words on John's Passover, and John's Passover is the prerequisite to the Exodus. And Exiavi had sustained the good father Yahuwah, he who be, who he be, spake to Moshe, where Aharon and Aaron in the land of Mitzrayim, in the land of Egypt, lay more, saying, this month or this moon shall be to you the beginning of moons. It shall be the first moon or month, where we get the word month, the first moon or month of the year to you. All right, so we just had the Rosh HaChodashim, the beginning of moons, all right, the beginning of moons. Now note that Chabarim as well, Abib, Abbebe, right, Abib and Abbebe. Let's look at the calendar over here, right here for a moment, and let's just point it out. Like, well, one thing we have to do is a vid on the calendar as well, right, but not to add too much complexity right now. First get the word so you know what to look for, right? So we count back from the 30th, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14. That corresponded with the 17th, right, 16th, 17th, the 17th of March. So when you go, you check that out in this 2018 season, you'll see, just for the record, because it's 399 years. Yeah, right? The 399th. It's very, very important, very, very special. You know what I mean? This time, right? 400 years. So 400 years, another prophecy, Genesis chapter 15. But let's get to this first word right here. It says, Wayomer, Wayomer Yahuwah el Moshe, wel Aharon, de Eretz Mitzrayim leimor, and he who be, who he be, spoke to Moses and Aaron in the land of Mitzrayim, saying, Ha Chadash, Hazeh, Ha Chadash, the moon, the month, Hazeh, Hazeh, this, Ha Chadash, Hazeh, this moon, this month, Lakem, to you all, Lakem, Rosh Chadashim, Rosh Chadashim, the Rosh, the Ris, the Ras, the head, Hadashim, the head of moons, the head of months, Rishon, Rishon, Rashon, Raswan, Hu, Lakem, Le Hadashe Hashana, Le Hadashe Hashana. It shall be the first month, the first moon of the year to you. It shall be the first. Now, this is counting Abib, according to the lunar, right? According to the lunar, right? According to the moon. Now, we know that the wheel and the wheel, right? According to INI studies, the wheel and the wheel, referring to the time, right? That lunar solar, that solar lunar. Now, here's where the testimony of the children of the Ethiopians and the children of Israel is testifying, even in Yahweh, even in this time, even in this season. The 30th of March, 2018, beginning off what? Beginning off what? Beginning off Pesach and counting those days, the 7 days of unleavened bread and the fulfillment. And we come to the eighth, right? And the eighth is Yesus Mashiach.
is the Resurrection Day. Looking forward here from the 15th of April 2022 to April 23rd and Resurrection Day, Ethiopically the 24th.
Generation. Do you know that word concerning the regeneration? What is regeneration? It's the rebirth, being born again, right? Being born again. All right, so the born again, let's bring that up right here from the Berit Chadash. We've got two verses on regeneration, according to the KJV. One is Matthew chapter 19, verse 28. And Jesus, Yeshua, said to them, verily, in truth, verily, I say to you that ye which have followed me in the regeneration, when the Son of Man shall sit in the throne of his glory, Kabado, Kabru, his glory, y'all also shall sit upon 12 thrones, judging the 12 tribes of Israel. Now, this is interesting because this also links with that psalm. You do know that psalm there, all right? Let's bring up the psalm right here and go through this at a lively pace, brothers and sisters. But please, you know, give ear, and take notes, my brothers and sisters. Now, we have that word from Matthew chapter 19, verse 28. Chapter 19, verse 28. When we go to the psalms, we have Psalm 122, Psalm 122, a song of degrees of David, of Aliyah. Aliyah means going up. Note this right here. Jah brought the children of Israel out of Egypt, but if you read carefully, he brought them up out of Egypt, up out of Egypt, because Egypt is at a depression, is at a lowland, is at a depression according to the earth plane, if we would look at it in perspective. So he brought the children of Israel and the Hebrews, including the mixed multitude, right? Led to the church, you know, we talk about the Jew, the Gentile, right? He brought them up, right, up. So when we talk about the Ma'alot, right, the Shir HaMa'alot, the Song of Degrees of David, the Song of the Pilgrim, right, these songs are looked at to be the psalms that the pilgrims, during the three times in the year, when we look at the psalms, I think 15 or so, there's the 15 psalms of David that are known as Songs of Degrees, or songs of the Aliyah, the Ma'alot, songs of degrees, songs of ascents. In some translation, they call them songs of ascents. All right, so there's 15 of them. Now, note this also. There are 15 steps of the Pesach, the Passover Seder, especially for that first night, that first Eve, right, that first Eve, that 14th. We'll touch on that as well. But just pointing to this psalm right here, where it says, I was glad when they said to me, when they said to I, make I and I go into the house of Yahweh, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Baruch Hashem, I and thy feet shall stand within thy gates, O Jerusalem. Jerusalem is builded as a city that is compact together. Whither? Where? The tribes go up. The tribes of Yahuwah to the testimony of Israel, Yisrael, to give thanks, the thanksgiving, that offering, the thanks to the name, the Hashem of Yahuwah, of he who be, who he be. For they are set thrones of judgment, the thrones of the house of David, of David, the well-beloved. Pray for the peace of Yerushalayim. They shall prosper that love thee. Peace, shalom, be within thy walls and prosperity within thy palaces. It's interesting because in the Hebrew and the Royal Amharic, in this sense, is speaking to Jerusalem as speaking to the bride, as speaking to the beloved. That's also a very, very important theme for Pesach. One of the reasons why Song of Songs is also read and meditated upon. But to conclude this psalm, for my brethren and companions' sake, I will now say, shalom be within thee, because of the house, the bait of Yahweh Eloheinu, the Beit Yahweh Eloheinu, I will seek thy good. Now, in this particular psalm, Psalm 122, at verse 4, speaking about the tribes going up, and in verse 5, speaking about the thrones, connects very much with Matthew chapter 19, verse 28. 1928, what's a good year? 1928, this is the year that Rastafari Mekonnen was crowned Negus. Tefari, Negus, Tefari, King Tefari. Check it, all right? And that was, what, 2 years before the crowning of Negus Tefari, all right? Or as we would say in the West, we received it as Negus Rastafari because he was already known as that prince, Rastafari. This is the connection with that new name. But we have November 2nd, 1930, to proclaim the acceptable year of Yahweh, of he who be, who he be, Zivine Majesty, Kedemawi, Haile Selassie, the Son of Man. This is what Metzafer Enoch speaks of, what speaks of the two advents of Moshiach in Enoch. speaks of the Messiah as the son of the woman, the Messiah of the similitude, of the parables. And then we have the Moshiach, right? Ben David of David. Even in Acts of the Apostles, it pointed to that when they became very clear on what Enoch, Hanukkah, what Enoch had said. Right? Now we have another verse on regeneration. Let's share these two verses right here on regeneration, defining regeneration. Polygenesia. Polygenesia means new birth, reproduction, renewal. Right? Renewal, recreation, regeneration, hence renovation, regeneration, the product of a new life, consecrated to Jah. A radical, get this, a radical change of mind is polygenesia, regeneration. A change of mind radically for the better. The word often used to denote the restoration of a thing to its pristine state, its renovation as a renewal or restoration of life after death. Just reading the definition right here, connected with regeneration, as we get into the first words of Jah Pesach, Jah Passover. The renovation of the earth after the deluge or the flood. The renewal of the world to take place after its destruction by fire. This is what the Stoics had taught. The signal and glorious change of all things in Shemayim, above, and Ha'eretz, the earth, for the better. That restoration of the primal and perfect condition of things which existed before the fall of Adonai first parents, which the Yehudi, the Judahites, looked for in connection with the advent of HaMoshiach, and which the Christianoi, the Christians of the Shehawiyon, expect in connection with a visible return of Yeshua from Shemayim. Now, we know the fullness of that based on studying Jah's word. This is what we say, greetings in the name of Adonai, Black Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. This they revealed in the person of the conquering line of the tribe of Judah, the root of David, Kedemawi, Haile Selassie, King of Kings of Ethiopia, elect of God. Now, there's other uses of this idea of regeneration. Cicero even used this as a restoration to rank and fortune on his recall from exile, the restoration of the Yehudi nation, the Judahites after exile, the recovery. Get this, regeneration, palagonesia, also is the recovery of knowledge, the da'at, the divine data, by recollection, recalling. This is why we think on these things. We focus on these things at these times. Put this word in our heart and mind. So in the Strong's definition, regeneration, palagenesia, rebirth, the state or the act, the state, the status, the standing. What's your understanding? What's your inner standing? That will determine whether one would have an overstanding. That is figuratively, according to its verbal hieroglyphic type, spiritual renovation, specifically of the messianic restoration, regeneration, the Moshiach, the Messiah, even Christ in his kingly character. See, this is what Enoch was speaking of. This is what the New Testament apostles also were speaking of when it says that David returning to sit upon his throne. All right? This is the hope. This is the expectation that even in I times has been revealed in the person of Kedemawi Haile Selassie. Now, Titus 3 and 5 says, not by works of righteousness, which we have done, but according to his mercy, he saved I and I by the washing of regeneration and the renewing of the Ruach HaKadosh, the Holy Spirit. So there we have regeneration in connection with the washing of regeneration. This is a link to the mikvah and the bath and the bathing, but we also have that within the type, within the sanctuary, even within the preparation of the Kohanim, the priest, Aaron, Kohen HaGadol, and Benayo and his sons. We also have that washing. We just finished that up before we started the preparing for Pesach, right, at the 25th Torah portion of Sav. Amen. So that connection with Matthew 19:28, 1928, that's the year right, that Rastafari, Mekonnen was crowned king. King Tafari was king, right? That was 2 years before King of Kings. Now it's interesting to note how the counterfeit, you know, the counterfeit spirit, you know, moved amongst the Romans, and this is when they restored or healed the deadly wound of the beast in 1929, making the Pope a king, you know, and this all connects with Mussolini and the Lateran Treaty, and where the prophecy says about the deadly wound is of the beast being healed. All right, and that was 1 year before that revelation of the King of Kings upon the throne of great King David, which is it's one of the most significant aspects of prophecy that the world, flesh, and devil system has successfully, it seems, like caused ones to forget about. But not I and I, Rastafari, we come forward to that testimony of Yisrael, of the King of Israel. But Israel's King is Israel's God. When we look at the prophetic type and the fulfillment of the word, this is what we're speaking of right here. So now, let's continue right here. It says, speak to all the congregation of Israel, saying, in the 10th day of this month, they shall take to them every man a lamb according to the house of their fathers, a lamb for a house. So according to the 10th day of the lunar month, right, that 10th day, so this is the 14th, 13th, 12th, 11th, 10th. That would have been the 25th. If you look at the time, in this time, we know that. See, the Hebrew time, the lunar time always remained the same, but we have to also calculate according to the Western Gentile time. So this is one of the things that, you know, to whom more is given, more is required. We seek to go through this and seek to simplify it, but give the eye the evidence so the eye can fact check it for yourself. But here the scripture gives the type, right? In the 10th day of this month. So it's at that 10th day of the month, right? It's at the 10th day of the month that the lamb is selected. And if the household, verse 4, if the household be too little for the lamb, let him and his neighbor next to his house take it according to the number of the souls. The number of the souls. Every man according to his eating shall make your account for the lamb. It's interesting that the lost sheep of the Beit Israel, black and brown people, that it's almost like no longer do we refer to ourselves as soul people. Note that right there. And what happened to that? Remember the days when we used to refer to each other and be called soul people? What happened to the soul of soul people? I'd like to write up on that theme right there. What happened to the soul of John soul people? But let's go forward. It says, every man according to his eating shall make your count for the lamb. Your lamb shall be without blemish. A male, a zakar, a male of the first year. Y'all shall take it out of the sheep or from the goats. This is interesting. It could be a sheep. It's a male. It's that male. It may be from the sheepfold or from the goats. And y'all shall keep it up until the 14th day of the same month. This is what we're looking forward to right now, even in this time, in this season, that 14th day of the month. It says, and they shall take of the blood and strike it on the two side posts and on the upper door posts of the houses wherein they shall eat it. This is the pie. The pie. The P-I pie. The pie, right, that we've been speaking of. When we look at this as a sigil, the shape, we touched on the video, pie ha-cherot. Cherut, this is also cheruteinu, the season known as cheruteinu of Ainai freedom. Cherut, very, very interesting, cherut. When we look at the pie ha-cherot, and with Exodus, that particular place that is mentioned, pie ha-cherot, pie ha-cherot, not cherot, but cherot, very interesting. Right, so the pie, right, that pie. And they shall take of the blood and strike it on the two side posts, the two vertical posts, right, and on the upper door posts, the horizontal posts of the houses, they wherein they shall eat it. And they shall eat the flesh in that night. Why is this night so different from every other night? Roast with fire and unleavened, this is the key, unleavened bread. So that cleaning out of the leaven, right? So also to touch on the nuance between the sior, right, the sior, right, and the chametz. Right. Both of them are translated as leaven, but, you know, some attention to detail is in order. But here it says, and with bitter herbs they shall eat it, and they shall eat the flesh in that night, roast with fire and unleavened bread, and with bitter herbs they shall eat it. Now, some might ask, do we eat a lamb? Now, if one chooses, over this, in a new and living way, according to the rite and ritual, yes, there's a lamb there. One might choose not to. Some of the brothers and sisters say, hey, then don't deal with that. Some families I know do. Some don't eat any, you know, you can say debtors at any time and might choose at that particular time. Right? Well, what does the word say? Each according to their eating. We know that in the fulfillment, in the new and living way, that Moshiach, Yeshua, Christ is I and I Passover, and he has been sacrificed for I and I and I. You know what I'm saying? So it's a spiritual partaking. Let's just note that, because I know someone's and ones have asked that particular question there, right? But let's go on, right? Let's go on right here. It says, eat it not, or eat not of it raw, nor sodden at all with water. So not to be boiled, right? But roast with fire, his head with his legs, and with the pertinence thereof. And y'all shall let nothing of it remain until the morning, and that which remaineth of it until the morning, y'all shall burn with fire. Verse 11. And thus, this is what brings us down to the first word of Pesach. And thus, and like this, shall y'all eat it, with your loins girded, your shoes on your feet, and your staff in your hand, and y'all shall eat it in haste. It is Jehovah's Passover, or in the Hebrew, Pesach Hu La Yahuwah. Pesach, Passover Hu, He. It is He. He is the Passover La Yahuwah of He who be who He be. So here's where we have the first word on Passover. All right, like I said before, and I said in, I think, the vlog, and just to share it right here, kind of threw me off for a moment, like, okay, the first words for the Torah portion got right before us, but, okay, what's the first word here? And then just in the meditation, say, well, where does Passover first occur? And we found that to be right here in Exodus chapter 12, and Exodus chapter 12 correspond with Bo, the Torah portion known as Bo, the 15th Torah portion, and seeing that Passover is the prerequisite to the Exodus. In other words, the true Exodus in Yahweh, truth and life, cannot be without the Passover rite and ritual to fulfill all righteousness. Let's understand that. So we have the 15th and the 16th Torah portions, right, that we have already gone through, right, within this Shana, but here now is the time to reflect on that. For the Passover portion, we pick up with Bo, and Bo means enter, right, or Gibba. Bo, enter. Then we have the 16th, after the Passover fulfillment, Shalach, Belekagize, when he let go. So that's when the Exodus. So remember what the Passover was fulfilling to. Fulfilling the 10th and the final Makot, right, on Paro, his household, his servants, everybody who was down with Paro, and not up with the children of Israel, Yahuwah, right? So we have the Passover, John Passover, a type of Moshiach, of Christ, anointed our Redeemer. The lamb must be without blemish. And to test this, it was kept up 4 days. We touched on that on the 10th day. It says on the 10th day, the lamb is selected. So, Adonenu, Getachin, our sovereign, our Lord's public, his public life was under hostile and intense scrutiny. Was the testing which proved his holiness, his set-apartness, that he was the Hasid of the Hasidim. Oh, he was the Kadash of the Holy Ones, the Kedoshim. So we have Leviticus chapter 11, right? Chapter 11, verse 53 and 54. John's Gospel chapter 8, verse 46. Also in John's Gospel chapter 18, verse 38. That's just part of the first item of John Passover. The second item is that the lamb, the Seth, thus, right, tested, must be slain. The lamb, thus tested, must be slain according to Exodus chapter 12, verse 6, John's Gospel chapter 12, verse 24, the Epistle to the Hebrews chapter 9, verse 22. Third item, the blood must be applied. The blood must be applied. The applicability of the blood. Exodus chapter 12, verse 7. Now, this answers to the New Testament fulfillment in the new and living way of applying the blood, which is, according to Ionite studies, as we grow in grace in the da'at, the knowledge of Adonai Yeshua HaMoshiach, the blood symbolizes the life. His life must be applied to the door of Ionite heart, heart to come. So the blood, the life, the liberty must be applied. Exodus chapter 12, verse 7. This answers to the appropriation. The appropriation, we must appropriate by our personal faith, our personal credo, our personal yea and amen. And this refutes this idea that some people have of some type of a Christian type of a universalism. They teach a universalism, right? We have John chapter 3, verse 36. Let's just go there to refute the so-called universalism and what does that refuting of the universalism actually entail and mean. In John's Gospel, chapter 3, verse 36, it reads, "He that believeth or believeth or ameneth or has credit, yea and amen, trust as truth on the Son, habain, the word in the Ethiopic, but habain in the Hebrew, hath everlasting life. He that ma'amin, credo, credit, build up their credit on habain, hath everlasting eternal life. And he that ameneth, that credit not, that has a low credit or no credit rating, right, on habain, the Son, shall not see life. But the wrath of Ha'elohim, the wrath of Jah, abideth on him." See, some have this kind of strange idea that it is unconditional. I know people have heard that. I was saying that for a while until the Spirit proverbially draped me up and said, where did I say it was unconditional? What does condition mean? Unconditional means there's no condition. It's for everybody. So, well, if it's unconditional, then why are you going to go out there and saying that one must be born again, one must believe, one must have faith? You know, those are conditions. So it refutes each one must apply the liberty to their life. Right? There's no sort of like a rub-off anointing or holiness or nothing like that, or a touch-me anointing or holiness. No, each one must apply the blood, the life. Now, the blood, and the fourth item, the blood, the dam, the life, the blood thus applied, applicable, application. Right? Submit your application. The blood thus applied of itself without anything in addition. The blood, the life of the Lamb of Yeshua, applied without anything in addition. This is what constitutes a perfect kamim, a perfect protection from judgment. According to Exodus chapter 12, verse 13, 1 John chapter 1, verse 7, the Epistle to the Hebrews chapter 10, verses 10 and 14. The fifth item of Jah Passover, the feast. The feast typified HaMoshiach, the Messiah, the anointed, the Christ, as the bread of life, the bread of Ionai liberty, answering to the memorial supper. The memorial supper, we find that in Matthew's Gospel, chapter 26, verse 26 to 28, and 1 Corinthians, chapter 11, verses 23 to 26. Once again, the feast, the Hag. Chag HaPesach Sameach, the Hag or the feast, the Baal, type and typifies Messiah as the bread of life. Moshiach is the bread of life, and this answers to the memorial, remembrance, the memorial sup. Do this in remembrance, memorial. Zakar is also the word there. Zakar is male, and Zakar is to remember. Zikor Yom HaShabbat. Zakar is Zikor. To remember, the memorial, the remembrance sup. Come, make with sup, the remembrance sup. Matthew chapter 26, verse 26 to 28. 1 Corinthians chapter 11, verses 23 to 26. Those are the five main items concerning Jah, Pesah, Pesah, Fasikah. To observe, to shomer, to observe, to keep, to observe, the feast was a duty. It's a duty and it's a privilege. It's a duty and it's a privilege. And because we do Ionai duty and that privilege, then we have rights, truly, and we can get up and stand up for Jah rights. See, you can't have rights in the reality, you know, without that duty and responsibility. So to observe the feast was a duty and a privilege, but not, get this, it was not a condition of safety. Let's understand that. It was not a condition of safety. As a matter of fact, the feast was not eaten by the Israelites on the night in which, nevertheless, they were preserved from the judgment upon the firstborn. How do we know this? Well, let's look at Exodus chapter 12, verses 34 to 39. Verses 34 to 39. This is in the section, the contest with Paro, the 10th judgment, the death of the firstborn. Verse 34. And Ha'am, the people, took their dough before it was leavened, their kneading troughs being bound up in their clothes upon their shoulders. Now, this is the people here. Yes, it's the people, but no doubt a majority of the women, when we understand this, you know, and to heal up to the daughters as well. And the children of Israel, the B'nai Israel, the sons of Israel, did according to the word of Moshe. Right? And they borrowed of the Egyptians jewels of silver and jewels of gold and raiment. And Yahuwah gave Ha'am, the people, favor in the sight of the Egyptians so that they lent. Well, see, King James said they lent, and in the Schofield, it has a good note. It says asked. They basically ask, and it shall be given, so that they ask to them such things as they required. Because the Egyptians were in a position of like, just get out of here. Please go, you know. And they spoiled the Egyptians. You know, back pay. Is that reparations? Well, let's go on. Redemption. Now we're speaking about redemption here. Redemption. Also, this is where the theme of redemption is also found in Pesach, Passover, Jah Passover. The second item is redemption by power. The first item of redemption as a type is by blood, by life, by liberty. We find that in 12:12 of Exodus. Here at 12:37, by power, and now we are moving on the first stage of the journey. The movement, the Exodus, the movement here. In 12:37 of Exodus, and the B'nai Israel, the children, the sons of Israel, they journeyed from Ramesses to Sukkot. Sukkot, right? Sukkot, booths, tabernacles. About 600,000 on foot that were men. About how many? 600,000 on foot that were men. Beside children, not counting the children. And a mixed multitude. A mixed multitude. That's not kind of interesting. So many ones want to talk about, oh, mixed breed, this, that. But, hey, we have them here. And a mixed multitude went up also with them, and flocks and herds, even very much cattle. Verse 39. And they baked, And they baked 11 cakes of the dough, which they brought forth out of Egypt, which they brought forth, Mitzrayim, Egypt, out of Mitzrayim, for it was not leavened, because they were thrust, Mitzrayim, they were thrust out of Egypt, kicked out of Egypt, and could not tarry, neither had they prepared, prepping for Passover, had they prepared for themselves any victual, what is a victual? They had not prepared for themselves any victual. So that point about it not being eaten, right, not being eaten in that particular night is pretty accurate. Now, of course, as the Mo'adim, the appointed times, and the ordinances are clarified, we get that clarity. But just going to the first, you know, the first type, neither had they prepared. Scripture recounts the merit of Yisrael in putting implicit faith in Jah to provide their wants without stopping to inquire where they would find food in the wilderness. Once they was told that, yo, you can go, get out of here, they got out. That's kind of different than the lost found black and brown in this North Country over the 40 years. But anyway, that's another matter of discussion. This is what alludes, right, this right here to Jeremiah chapter 2 and 2. It is to this great merit that the prophet is speaking of in Jeremiah 2 and 2, right? They did not prepare for themselves any victuals, you know, like, you know, they prepared for the Passover. They did that which for the Passover. They had that faith for the Passover. But then after they had come out, we find the unleavened cakes, cakes made of unleavened dough. As the Israelites could not tarry in Egypt to bake these cakes for the journey, they took their dough. Do, re, mi, fa, sol, la. They took their dough with them in their kneading troughs and quickly baked it in the sun on the road or at Sukkot. See, this is where we get the tabernacle, Sukkot. Sukkah being a hut, in huts. They dwelt in huts. Right? The dough, right? Now, some would say that the dough contained leaven. You know, some have argued that. You know, they therefore delayed baking the dough until they reached Sukkot. And by then, it was permissible to eat it as the 7 days of Passover had passed. So some say that by that time they finally got to eat that dough. It was already after the 7 days had passed. But still the type that Jah had shown them is further clarified and fulfilled even when we get to Leviticus chapter 23. Kind of interesting. At Exodus 23 we have the Feast of Mo'adim, right, the three times in a year. Then it's further clarified in Leviticus as well. So this is some of the first words right here on Jah Passover, of what it is a type of, you know, what is a type of. Very, very interesting right here in the first words. the first words for Pesach that we have, and the correspondence with the 15th Torah portion, right? The 15th Torah portion, or Bo. Bo. It's that parsha, that portion that describes the first Pesach. And we as black Jews, the line of the tribe of Judah, the church of the firstborn, I and I Rastafari, also read part of that parsha, namely Exodus chapter 12, verses 21 to 51, as the initial Torah reading for the first day of Pesach. And another part, Exodus chapter 13, verses 1 to 16, as the initial Torah reading for the first of the intermediate days, known as the Chol HaMoed of Pesach. Now, there's also another part of the parasha, namely Exodus chapter 12, verses 1 to 20, which describes the laws, the Torah, or the instruction of Passover. And as the maftir, the additional Torah reading for the special Sabbath that we had at the beginning of the new moon, the Shabbat HaChodesh, right? Which is observed on the Rosh Chodesh Nisan of Abib, the beginning of moons, the month in which I and I, the black Jews, the line of the tribe of Judah, the faithful Israelites, the children of the Ethiopians, and all good peoples who know the truth, observe Jah Passover.
I said, remember what King Pharaoh do to children of Israel. Remember what King Pharaoh do to children of Israel. Jah just said to Moses, go down there to free them.
And the new covenant sense, not just Paro, not just that great house then, but all the great houses that downpressed Jah people. Jah or Yah in the Hebrew. Anglicizes Jah. Jah is the savior name. It's the savior name of Yisrael. The significance of what some might say is the shortened version of the Hashem Yah or Jah is the savior name. You say the Exodus, the savior name of Yisrael. Yes, right.
Give thanks, King. Well, a lot of work was placed in the Passover already in the year. We took to actually put this from production stage straight to the final product. You know what I mean?
Right.
We would pass over. Well, what we try to do is take the people back into our biblical accounts of the days of Moses and Pharaoh, and with a mighty and strong hand God rescued his people, the Israelites, from the hands of the Egyptians.
Mm.
Alright? So on that night, that fateful night, while God was gonna do this, his last plague, the tenth plague, what he did is tell the Israelites to put the blood of the lamb upon the doorstep. So when the angel had it pass over, when the angel had it come, it will pass over them and it will slew the firstborn in Egypt and rescue the people. Alright, so what we try to do is bring back this message to the people and let them know that we praise a mighty and powerful God, which is Jehovah. Alright, and in the New Testament, God has brought forth Christ as the new Passover. Alright, so those who have accepted Christ as the Lord and Savior has his blood upon the doorsteps of their hearts.
Mm.
So when Jah judgment comes, Jah wrath comes, Jah will pass over them and slew those that haven't accepted God. So that's what the Passover is about.
It's a spiritual rhythm.
Spiritual rhythm. All right. About messages to edify the people.
So you think? With that.
Ata yaholi kolo ala Rastafari kalinim ja 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 ja.
Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Praise be, exalt he who be. So here we have day one. This is often sometimes called day one because we have the eve. Right, we begin off the eve, you know, between the evenings, the scripture actually says for Pesach, for Passover, between the eves. But here, day one, Chag HaMatzah, Sameach, Chag, feast, Chag, Matzah, bread, HaMatzah, the bread, the flat bread, the Kita and Jera, the unleavened bread, Sameach, 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 joy, rejoice, joyful feast of unleavened bread. So here we have a symbol of Pesach, symbol of Fasica, the Isle of Days, is the, Hebraically speaking, the matzah, matzah. and unleavened bread. Pamarinya de kita, kita injera. It's injera, yes, but it's kita, the flat bread of the unleavened bread. HaTorah, God's direction, instruction, it contains an instruction, right? Torah, Yara, directs us, instructs us, right, to eat unleavened bread, specifically on the first night of Pesach, of Fasica, of Passover, and to eat only unleavened bread during the entire Shabuah, the Shabuah from Shabbat 7, the strong, or ones may refer to as the week, the 7 days of Pesach. According to Exodus chapter 12, verses 17 to verse 20. Now, the sages teach and had taught that this is because the B'nai Yisrael, this is because the sons of Israel, the children of Israel and the Hebrews left Mitzrayim, a.k.a. Egypt, also called by some Kemet or Kemut, right, with such haste that there was no time to allow the baked bread to rise. Thus, it was flat. Bamrinya de kita, and Hebraically the matra, unleavened bread. This is a reminder of the rapid, right, the rapid departure of the Exodus. Matra, the flat bread, the kita, injera, has also been called the lechem oni, the lechem oni, the lechem oni. In the Hebrew, the bread of poverty, the lechem, lechem, bread, lechem. Interesting that the son of King Solomon, the Queen of Sheba, yeah, you know, bina lechem. Interesting, yeah, bina lechem. Ibn Ben Hakim, Dawit the second, David the second, Kedemawi Minya, like just looking at the name right there, the lechem, the bread, the bread. Also the lesson of bread, stay tuned for the lesson of bread. There's a baraka, a blessing and overstanding the lesson of bread. But the lechem oni is the bread of poverty, the bread of affliction. It is said that an ancient Kemet, in ancient Egypt, it is said that that was like, you know, the bread of the poor people, right? Like the baked bread, you know, like the loaves of bread was for people who was well-to-do, but people who was not well-to-do really didn't, you know, couldn't afford the yeast and all of that. You know, that was a luxury. So this was the bread of the poor, the bread of poverty. So the lechem oni, this serves as a symbol, right, as a word pick, as even a Hebrew hieroglyph to remind the Yehudim, I and I, we, the black Jews of the line of the tribe of Judah, the Beta Israel, what it is like to be a poor bondman or enslaved, and to promote humility, to appreciate love, freeness, and to avoid, right, as we look at it metaphysically, metaphysically, look at it iritically, spiritually, from a higher type, the inner type, to avoid ego. That's symbolized by more luxurious, you know, the baked, you know, the big up, the leavened bread. So here, for the reason, for the season here at day one, here we have the bread of sorrow. Yes, sir. Go. eating the bread of sorrows and left him on me. But eating that bread according to the command and instruction.
Well, let the righteous be glad. Let them rejoice before God.
Yes, sir. Yes, I eating that bread during the Isle of Day, rejoicing. Yes, sir, because of the freeness. Here. Like to share once again Miriam's cup, right? Part of the 14, 15 steps of the Pesach, as well as the well of living waters. Give thanks, Sister Emmanuel and the whole family. Brother Alonzo out in the Cali. Yes, I. L-O-J. Yes, I. Rastafari. Here. The cup, Miriam's chalice.
Zot koz Miriam, koz ma'im chayim, zeher litziat mitzrayim. This is the cup of Miriam, the cup of living waters, a reminder of our exodus from Egypt.
Yes, I. Give thanks, Sister Emmanuel, right there. Miriam's cup, Miriam's chalice. So we have the cups, the chalices. Yes, I. Get ready.
But this is what it is, okay? I said, empty your mind. Be formless, shapeless, like water. Now, you put water into a cup. It becomes the cup. You put water into a bottle, it becomes the bottle. You put it in a teapot, it becomes the teapot. Now water can flow or it can crash. Be water, my friend.
Well, the well of living water that followed the Israelites. Yes, sir.
May the one who, amen. And I drink, as the scripture says, from within him will flow rivers of living water.
Amen. Here we're going to ride up. We're going to ride up right here for day one. Day one, the Torah reading. Yes, the liquid child. Yes, I, the living waters. The Torah reading here, we have Exodus chapter 12. Focus verses 21 to 51. We also have Numbers chapter 28, the fire key, focus verses 16 to 25. In the Haftarah, in the prophets reading, we have Joshua by Yehoshua, Joshua chapter 5, verses 2 to chapter 6, verses 1, and heal up, I and I co-laborer, Ras Yehoshua. So we have the Joshua reading. Chapter 5, focus verses, verse 2 to chapter 6, verse 1. In the Brit Chadashah, the Hadish Kidan, the New Covenant, Renewed Covenant reading, we have Luke, right? Luke chapter 22, focus verses 7 to 20. John's Gospel chapter 1, focus verses 29 to 31. And 1 Corinthians 10, focus verses 20 to 28. Here for day one on the Ian and the Irish for Chag Hamatzah, day one, Feast of Unleavened Bread, day one. Shema Yisrael, hear, O Israel. Here we have Queen Machida with the Shema Yisrael. Deuteronomy chapter 6, verse 4 to like verse 8, verse 9, that section right there, here.
Ben einecha, uchta
hatam el mi zozon beteyka uvisha aleyka.
Know of a surety that thy seed will be a stranger in a land that is not theirs, and they shall enslave and oppress them for 400 years. In the fourth and in the last generation, yes, you shall journey into captivity a second time in ships. Because you have rejected his instruction.
Yes, yes, yes. Make I and I hold a rest. Shabbat Ton, Shalom.
New York, Massive, are you ready?
I want to hear it, say yes. I want to hear it, say yes.
Shabbat Shalom.
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 We have a couple more steps right here, a couple more steps as between the evenings right here for the Shabbat time. Here we also have the Aliyah, right? The Aliyah here for day one of Unleavened Bread. But once again, this telltale right here, the Pesach story, especially to the youth, the children. Give thanks to Ras Mawata and all the co-laborers for the word sound right here. Here from I and I, Rastafari Passover Haggadah.
The story of our deliverance. We are now ready, with Jah's help, to begin the story of our journey from religious bondage to spiritual freedom, from sadness to joy, from death to life. Reader 1. The story goes back to the very beginning, to the origin of Eden itself, when Adam and Eve disobeyed Elohim, ate from the forbidden tree. Because of their transgression, our original ancestors incurred the sickness of death, were exiled from the divine presence. Though Elohim graciously promised to heal them through the sting of death, the coming seed of woman, the Savior who would crush the serpent's head, soon after making this promise, Elohim clothed our original parents with the skin of a sacrificial lamb. The first Passover was in the garden. Reader 2. The very first prophecy of the Torah concerns the promise of the coming seed of the woman who would crush the Satan, the head of Satan, and remove the sting of death that was passed on to us through his venomous bite. Reader 3. The very first sacrifice of the Torah was that of the lamb, the hide of which was used to cover the shame of sin and death. This was the original image of the Passover, the lamb slain from the foundation of the world, who would offer himself up so that he would be clothed in his righteousness. Reader 4. At first Eve thought her firstborn son Cain's suit was a seed to come, but her hope was dashed after Cain killed the righteous brother, Abel and Osiris. Adam and Eve's firstborn son was a murderer, not a deliverer from the power of death. Over time, the original hope of deliverance began to fade away, and subsequent generations forgot their origin and Elohim's great promise. People began to vainly imagine they were mere savage animals, subject to evil influences from the stars and other elemental forces of nature, and therefore they invented other gods and created idols and dishonored themselves through strange religious rites. Human beings became so filled with the violence that Elohim sent the flood to destroy the world. Only Noah and his family were spared. Reader 1. After the great flood of Nu, Noah's son Shem was appointed to guard the promise of the coming redemption and the faith of the patriarch Adam, Altum, to his children. However, 72 sons of Noah turned back to the rebellion of Satan and idolatry. Nimrod became their king, and the peoples agreed to build the Tower of Babel, but under the rule of Canaan. But the true Elohim confounded the language of these people, and these 70 Gentile nations were formed and dispersed throughout the earth. Read it too. But even the godly descendants of Noah eventually succumbed to idolatry. In ancient Mesopotamia, our ancestors likewise worshipped the idols of Babylon, until one man, Abraham, came to believe, or remain in the one true Elohim from the land of Egypt. Read it 3. A legend relates that Abraham's father, Terah, sold idols for a living in the Mesopotamian city of Haran. When Abraham was a child, however, he realized that idol worship was foolishness. One day, Abraham took a hammer and smashed all the idols, except for the largest one. His father demanded to know what happened. Abraham replied that the idols all got into a fight, and the biggest idol won. His father was angry but understood that his son had discovered the truth of ethical monotheism. Read it 4. Abraham heard the voice of Yahweh calling him to leave his homeland to begin a new life in the land far away, where he would become a great nation without knowing where he was going. Abraham took his wife and Sarah and left the comforts of Babylon, eventually settling in the land of Canaan of Canaan. Read it 1. After Abraham rescued his nephew Lot from abduction by the kings of the plain, he met the mysterious Melchizedek, the king of Salem, who brought out bread and wine and blessed him. Melchizedek was none other than Yeshua, his pre-incarnate person, the original priest king of the one true Elohim, and the bread and wine foretold of the great redemption to come. Read it 2. Soon after meeting Melchizedek, Elohim appeared to Abraham and told him he would become the father of a child in his old age. When Abraham remained that Yahweh would give him an heir, a promised seed, Elohim counted him as righteous and swore to make his descendants as numerous as the stars in the night sky and as the grains of the sand on the seashore. Read it 3. Elohim ratified his promise to Abraham with a special covenant, but also gave him a dreadful vision of future slavery and down oppression of his descendants. Then Yahweh said to him, "Know for certain that your offspring would be sojourners in a land that is not theirs, and would be slaves there, and they would be afflicted 400 years, but I will bring judgment on the nation that they serve, and afterward they shall come out with great possessions." Read it 4. In fulfillment of Elohim's promise of an heir, Abraham and Sarah had a son whom they named Isaac. After Isaac grew up, Elohim tested Abraham by commanding Isaac to be sacrificed as a burnt offering. After a three-day journey, Abraham and Isaac reached Mount Moriah near Jerusalem, where Isaac allowed himself to be bound and placed on the altar. While Abraham raised his knife to slaughter his beloved son, the angel of Yahweh called out for Elohim to stop. Abraham then saw a ram caught in a thicket by its thorns and offered in Isaac's place. Abraham called the altar Yahweh Yireh, the Lord who sees. Read 1. Because of Abraham's obedience and Isaac's willingness to become a sacrificial offering for sin, Elohim made an eternal oath to bless the family forever. Today we blow the shofar to recall the sacrificial lamb that was given in place of Isaac. Read 2. Before he died, Abraham arranged to find a bride for his son from among the ancestors in Mesopotamia. Isaac married a young woman named Rebekah, who eventually became pregnant with sons and who violently wrestled within her. Read 3. When Rebekah asked Yahweh about what was happening, he told her that the younger son would be a chosen heir of the family, not the elder son. After the twin sons were born and raised, Rebekah helped Jacob to steal the blessing of the firstborn from Esau, who then fled to live with his mother's brother Laban in Aram. While working for Laban, Jacob married Leah and Rachel, who together with their handmaidens bore him 13 children, 12 sons and a daughter. Read 4. After years of being exploited and down-pressed by Laban, Jacob and his family returned to the land of Canaan. Though on the way home, Jacob's wife chose Rachel, died while living, giving birth to Benjamin. Perhaps because of this, Jacob esteemed his son Joseph above his other sons and made him a colorful tunic indicating his special status in the family. For his part, Joseph began having prophetic dreams indicating that he would be elevated above his other family members who would all bow down before him in homage. Reader 1. Jacob's other sons despised Jacob and eventually betrayed him. One day they stripped him of his colorful tunic and cast him into a pit, intending to kill him. When they saw their cousins, some Midianite traders passing by, they decided instead to sell him as a slave or a bondman for 20 pieces of silver. The brothers took Joseph's tunic and dipped it in blood, tricking their father Jacob into thinking wild animals had killed him. Meanwhile, the Midianites took Joseph to Egypt, where he was sold to an Egyptian officer named Potiphar, a servant of Pharaoh. Joseph, Lucifer, fared well in Potiphar's house until he was falsely accused of a crime and sent to prison. Reader 2. While in prison, Joseph correctly interpreted the dream of Pharaoh's wine steward. And 2 years later, when Pharaoh was troubled about a dream, the steward recalled Joseph's ability and commended him to Pharaoh. Reader 3. The Pharaoh then called Joseph for Joseph, who listened to the dream and correctly interpreted it to mean that after 7 years of plenty would come 7 years of famine upon the land. When asked for his advice, Joseph recommended that the food should be stored over the next 7 years to prepare for a famine that would come. The king then appointed Joseph to oversee the entire project and named him victor over all of Egypt. Reader 4. The famine then came up upon the land and spread even to the land of Canaan. Jacob had heard there was grain stored in Egypt, so he sent his sons there to buy some food. Joseph recognized his brothers, but they did not recognize him. Joseph treated his brothers harshly and accused them of being spies. Reader 1. After carefully testing to see if his brothers had really changed, Joseph finally revealed his identity to them and explained that the famine would last for several more years. To escape the devastation, Joseph brought his father Jacob and his entire family to Egypt to settle in the land of Goshen, where they would live as shepherds. There the family prospered and thrived, and the descendants of Abraham became as numerous as the stars in the night sky. Reader 2. After the death of Joseph and the rest of the brothers, however, there rose a new king over Egypt who knew not Joseph or acknowledged his contributions to the former dynasty, and came to regard the Hebrews or Apeiru as a social and religio-political threat. Supervised by his cruel taskmasters, the Apeiru, their co-religionists, the descendants of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, were forced to build the storage of cities of Pithom and Ramses. Reader 3. This new king made their lives bitter and hard labor, making bricks and mortar, and afflicted the Hebrews, Apeiru, with forced labor. Reader 4. Despite the afflictions imposed by the new Egyptian government, the Hebrews and the Israelite population steadily increased, and the land was full of them. The Pharaoh then commanded the midwives to kill the Hebrew boys during their birth. The midwives refused this new king of Egypt. Therefore, Pharaoh ordered all his people, saying, "Every son that is born, ye shall cast into the river Nile, and every daughter ye shall save alive." Reader 1. During this time of a horrible downpression, and a Hebrew woman named Jochebed hid her son to kill him alive. When the child no longer being safely concealed, she placed him in an ark in the Nile River, and the boy's sister Miriam went to watch over him. At just this time, Pharaoh's daughter came to bathe in the river and found the ark. She adopted a baby named him Moses, Moshe, a name that means drawn out of water of the Nile River 2. Reader 2. Moses grew up in the luxury of Pharaoh's palace, a prince of Egypt, but he could not ignore the hard bondage of his people, the Hebrews. One day he saw an Egyptian beating a Hebrew and killed the Egyptian and hid him in the sand. Betrayed by some of his fellow Hebrews, he knew what Moses had done. Pharaoh also found out and then wanted to slay him, but Moses fled for his life from Egypt and settled in the land of Midian, in the region of Horeb, where he became a shepherd, sending the flocks of Jethro. And his father his father-in-law, the priest of Midian, Reader 3. Many years later, Moses saw a bush that burnt without being consumed. Yahweh spoke to Moses from within the bush, saying, I am Elohim of your ancestors. I have seen the affliction of my people. Then the God of the Hebrews commanded Moses to return to Egypt, to the land of his son Israel, out of Egypt to freedom. Reader 4. Moses and his brother Aaron then went before Pharaoh with the message of Yod-Heh-Weh, let my people go. But Pharaoh refused and instead made the children of Israel to work even harder by making bricks without straw. Because of the hardness of Pharaoh's heart, Jah began to bring a terrible sequence of plagues upon the land, revealing the impotence of the new gods of Egypt. Yod-Heh-Weh means he is present, he exists. According to the Midrash, whenever he spoke in the name of Yahweh, Moses' stutter entirely ceased. Amen. And Moses, Moshe, was learning all the wisdom of the Egyptians, or the Kip, in Egypt, Upper and Lower Egypt, and was mighty in words and deeds. Acts of the Apostles, 7:22.
I said, remember what King Pharaoh do to children of Israel. Remember what King Pharaoh do to children of Israel. Judge us to Moses, go down there to freedom.
And here, a segue, give thanks to Ras Muata right there with the telling of the Magid, the Passover story right there, the readers right there. And here we have Moshe Levi, a.k.a. Brother Shine, speaking about Pharaoh and Moshe and the Messiah. Hear this.
You know, there's a story about when Pharaoh heard that there was going to be a redeemer for the Israelites, he asked the one of the guys to come and draw. He said, I want to see what the redeemer is going to look like. And so everybody that came in and drew a picture, he had them killed. And then finally, after like five guys getting killed, the fifth guy's like, listen, you know, I see the same thing these guys see. He says, no, this picture that you're drawing, this person looks disgusting, looks ugly, looks dark. This can't be this great redeemer that you're talking about. But it was. The point is, Moses had to work on himself. Moses had the ability to be an animal. You know, the dare of moral depravity. He had that ability to go to the lowest part that a human being can go to, because he also had the ability to go to the highest part. So a lot of people don't get that. A lot of people think being good is just like an automatic thing. Yeah, I'm a great person, so either you're great or you're not. No. A bad person can actually be a tzaddik. He just has to work on himself.
Yes, I grow in grace and the knowledge.
I said, remember what King Pharaoh do to children of Israel. Remember what King Pharaoh do to children of Israel. Judge us to Moses, go down there to freedom.
Yeah, ones and ones really speak about that conspiracy to destroy and to kill the Hebrew boys. Like the conspiracy to destroy black boys, yeah? So that's what leads right here within, still in the 15 steps here. We're going to try to segue this, got 25 minutes. Oh, the blog talk, yeah. No, it seems as though the blog talk is still playing. You know, we had mentioned earlier that there was a particular tune where it was blocked on the TJIF, the streaming from April 15th of April 2022 worldwide. It was still playing in some of the U.S. Territories. We were still able to hear it over here, but that portion right there. So we just basically kind of remove that part out of it, but have the whole thing. One can download the full of full. But give thanks to Rasan Bess, Army Gideon, you know, for the question. The question's brought to I&I whether Blog Talk is muting. We still can hear it. If you have any difficulty, please make I&I know. But yeah, you know, the fight. But we move onward and upward here. The Esther HaMakot. So here we have the 10 plagues, and we're going to segue just now to the reading for day one, but here still for the season, reason for the season. Give thanks. That's the heart high.
The 10 plagues, Esther HaMakot.
At this point in our story, we will pause and recite the following words. Dam Ba'esh Vet Timurok Ashan. Blood and fire and thick smoke. These are the plagues that the Holy One, the Kadus An, Baruch Hu, blessed be He, sent upon the Egyptians in Egypt. As each plague is named in our retelling, we will spill a drop of wine from our cups, signifying that the suffering of the Egyptians lessens our joy. So Moshe and Haran met Pharaoh in the morning while he was washing himself. So far, you have refused to let my people go, they said. Now thus says the Yahweh, by this you shall know that I am Yahweh, Baruch Hu. Behold, with the staff that is in my hand, I will strike the water that is in the Nile, and it shall turn into blood. The fish in the Nile shall die, and the Nile will stink, and the Egyptians will grow weary of drinking the water from the Nile. Reader 2. Moshe and Haran did as Jah Adonai commanded, in the sight of Pharaoh, and in the sight of his servants. Haran lifted up the staff and struck the water in the Nile, and all the water in the Nile turned into blood. Reader 3. For the babies who were drowned in the Nile, blood, blood, blood. Spill a drop of wine for the plague of blood at this time. Reader 4. But Pharaoh was unmoved by this plague and hardened his heart. Reader 1. So Moshe and Haran met Pharaoh again and said, let my people go that they may serve me. But if you refuse to let them go, behold, I will plague all your country with frogs. The Nile shall swarm with frogs that shall come up into your houses and into your bedroom and on your bed and into the houses of your servants and your people and into your ovens and your kneading bowls. The frogs shall come up on you and on your people and on all your servants. Reader 2. Moshe and Haran did as Jah Adonai commanded in the sight of Pharaoh and in the sight of his servants. Haran lifted up the staff, and the frogs came up and covered the land of Egypt. Reader 3. For the cries and groans of our people, frogs, frogs, frogs. Spill a drop of wine for the plague of the frog at this time. Reader 4. But Pharaoh was unmoved by this plague and hardened his heart. Reader 1. And because the Pharaoh refused to relent, Jah Adonai Baruch Hu continued to bring terrible plagues upon the land, displaying his mighty and outstretched arm. As each plague is named, let us spill another drop of wine from our cups, signifying again that the suffering of the Egyptians lessens our joy. For the constant oppression of our people, lice, lice, lice. For the attacks of the taskmasters, swarms, swarms, swarms. For treating animals better than our people, pestilence, pestilence. For the toil and injury of our people, blisters, ulcers, tumors. For the dread and terror our people felt, hail mixed with fire. For forgetting how Yosef had saved Egypt, locust, locust, locust. For not worshiping Yahweh Baruch Hu, the true Ra, darkness, darkness, darkness. After the ninth plague, Jah Adonai gave Moshe instructions regarding the sacrificial rite of Passover. Tell the congregation of Israel that on the 10th day of this month, Nisan, every man shall take a lamb without blemish, a male, a year old, and shall keep it until the 14th day of this month, when the whole assembly of the congregation of Israel shall kill their lambs in the afternoon. They shall take some of the blood and put it on the two doorposts in the lintel of the house, in which they shall eat it. The blood of the lamb. The blood shall be a sign for you. And when I see the blood, I will pass over you, and no plague will befall you to destroy you when I strike the land of Egypt. Exodus 12:13. The blood will be a sign for the Israelites, i.e. for you, and not for the Egyptians. Rashi says the blood was placed on the inside of the door, not the outside. The Hebrew word for sign or wonder is also the word ot, which is also the general name for a Hebrew letter. Each letter of the alphabet then contains signs that point to Yeshua. Therefore, Yeshua, Baruch Hu, is the sign of the everlasting covenant with Elohim. Aleph and Tav, first and last. That marks the direct object of Elohim's universe. The use of sacrificial blood was later enshrined in the rites of the Mishkan, tabernacle, using the principle, the life is in the blood, Leviticus 17:11. Reader 2. They shall take some of the blood and put it on the two doorposts in the lintel of the houses. They shall eat the flesh that night roasted on the fire with matzah and bitter herbs. They shall eat it in haste. It is Jah Adonai's Passover. For I will pass through the land of Egypt that night, and I will strike all the firstborn in the land of Egypt, both man and beast. And on all the gods of Egypt I will execute judgments. I am Yahweh Buruku. The blood shall be a sign for you on the houses where you are. And when I see the blood, I will pass over you, and no plague will befall you to destroy you. Reader 1. This day shall be for you a memorial day, and you shall keep it as a feast to Jah Adonai Buruku throughout your generations, as a statute forever. 7 days you shall eat matzah, for on this very day I brought your host out of the land of Egypt in the first month. From the 14th day of the month at evening, you shall eat matzah until the 21st day of the month at evening. For 7 days, no leaven is to be found in your houses. If anyone eats what is leaven, that person will be cut off from the assembly of Israel. Reader 2. At exactly midnight, on the 15th of the month of Nisan, Jah Adonai Buruku struck down all the firstborn in the land of Egypt, from the firstborn of Pharaoh who sat on his throne to the firstborn of the captive who was in the dungeon, and all the firstborn of the livestock. And Pharaoh rose up in the night, he and all his servants and all the Egyptians, and there was a great cry in Egypt, for there was not a house where someone was not dead. Reader 3. For the hardness of Pharaoh's heart, death of the firstborn, spilled a drop of wine for the terrible plague of death at this time. Reader 4. Only those houses that were marked with the blood of the Passover lamb were spared from the plague of death. Reader 1. Jah Adonai had warned Pharaoh from the very beginning about the danger he was facing. Thus says the Yahweh, Yisrael is my firstborn son, and I say to you, let my son go that he may serve me. But if you refuse to let him go, behold, I will kill your firstborn son. Exodus chapter 4, 22-23. Reader 2. A great cry rose up from Egypt, since there was not a family among the Egyptians without one dead. In this state of utter devastation, Pharaoh finally agreed to let the Israelites go free. Reader 3. Early in the following morning, on Nisan 15th, the great exodus began. The Israelites left in such haste, their leaven bread didn't have time to rise. As a result, we eat matzah on Passover. Over 600,000 adult males, along with their wives and children, left Egypt along with the wealth of gold and silver that the Egyptians had given them. Reader 4. Instead of leading the Israelites along a direct route to the Promised Land, however, Jah Adonai directed them south into the desert. After 3 days, the Pharaoh hardened his heart yet again and led his army to bring them back. When the Egyptians reached them 2 days later, the Israelites were caught between a rock and a hard place, with the sea of reeds on one side and Pharaoh's army on the other. The people cried out to Jah Adonai for deliverance. Reader 1. The pillar of cloud and fire prevented the Egyptians from attacking the Israelites. Jah Adonai then told Moshe to raise his staff to separate the waters, allowing the people to cross through the sea to safety on the other side. Once everyone was safely across, the pillar lifted, allowing the Egyptian army to pursue the Israelites into the sea. Reader 2. Jah Adonai then told Moshe to lift his staff again so that the waters would overwhelm the Egyptians with their chariots and horsemen. By the time dawn arrived, the Israelites saw the dead bodies of Pharaoh's army lining the seashore. It was finally over. Israel was completely delivered. After witnessing this great miracle, Moshe and the people sang a song of praise to Elohim Buruku for deliverance, and Miriam led the women in joyous dance. Reader 3. And so began the Israelites' journey from slavery to freedom, from sadness to joy, from being strangers in Egypt to becoming a great nation. The crossing of the sea represented the birth of the new nation, redeemed by the blood of the Lamb. On its way to receive revelation at Sinai, Jah Adonai delivered his people to reveal himself to them as their heavenly Father. Reader 4. Moshe later told the people, "Remember the day in which you came out from Egypt, out of the house of bondage, for by a strong hand Jah Adonai brought you out from that place. No leavened bread may be eaten. 7 days you shall eat matzah, and on the seventh day there shall be a feast to Jah Adonai." Reader 1. "You shall tell your son on that day, 'It is because of what Jah Adonai did for me when I came out of Egypt, and it shall be to you as a sign on your hand and as a memorial between your eyes, that the Torah of Jah Adonai may be in your mouth. For with a strong hand Jah Adonai has brought you out of Egypt.'" Reader 2. "You shall therefore keep this statute at its appointed time, from year to year. It is a night of watching for all generations. Now let us all say, Amen." The original Passover sacrifice, i.e. Korban Pasha, was not given to the Levitical priesthood as a sin offering to giving, since it preceded Sinai in the giving of the various laws concerning the sacrificial rites. It's been said that all signs and wonders performed during the Hebrew Exodus served two purposes. One, to convince the Egyptians of the greatness of Jah Adonai, and two, to convince the Israelites of the same thing. Amen.
Let's ride up, ride up, ride up with day one. There's some more to come, more to come. Looking forward to the first day or the eighth day, right? Called Sunday by the Gentiles for the eighth day I assembly. Here, here, here. Let's ride up right here with day one. And then day two for the first day service, the Sunday service, coming forward, forward, forward.
Hear, O Israel. Hear, O Israel. Hear, O Israel. Hear, O Israel. What does Shema Yisrael, Yahweh Eloheinu, Yahweh Achad, hear, O Israel, hear, O Israel, the Lord, our God, the Lord is one. What does that really mean? And why is it important, 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 important?
Baruch ata Adonai,
Baruch ata Adonai,
Baruch Abba Yerushalayim,
Baruch
ata Adonai, Baruch Abba Yerushalayim,
Baruch Yerushalayim.
righteous be glad. Let them rejoice before God. Glad.
Rastafari. Glad. Rastafari. Glad.
Shema Yisrael, Adonai Eloheinu, Adonai Echad.
Chapter 12. Then Moses called for all the elders of Israel and said unto them, Draw out and take you a lamb according to your families, and kill the Passover. And ye shall take a bunch of hyssop, and dip it in the blood that is in the basin, and strike the lintel and the two side posts with the blood that is in the basin. And none of you shall go out at the door of his house until the morning. For the Lord will pass through to smite the Egyptians. And when he seeth the blood upon the lintel and on the two side posts, the Lord will pass over the door, and will not suffer the destroyer to come in unto your houses to smite you. And ye shall observe this thing for an ordinance to thee and to thy sons forever. And it shall come to pass, when ye be come to the land which the Lord will give you, according as he hath promised, that ye shall keep this service. And it shall come to pass, when your children shall say unto you, What mean ye by this service? That ye shall say, It is the sacrifice of the Lord's Passover, who passed over the houses of the children of Israel in Egypt, when he smote the Egyptians and delivered our houses. And the people bowed the head and worshipped. And the children of Israel went away, and did as the Lord had commanded Moses and Aaron. So did they. And it came to pass that at midnight the Lord smote all the firstborn in the land of Egypt, from the firstborn of Pharaoh that sat on his throne, unto the firstborn of the captive that was in the dungeon, and all the firstborn of cattle. And Pharaoh rose up in the night, he and all his servants and all the Egyptians, and there was a great cry in Egypt, for there was not a house where there was not one dead. And he called for Moses and Aaron by night, and said, Rise up and get you forth from among my people, both ye and the children of Israel, and go, serve the Lord, as ye have said. Also take your flocks and your herds, as ye have said, and be gone, and bless me also. And the Egyptians were urgent upon the people that they might send them out of the land in haste, for they said, We be all dead men. And the people took their dough before it was leavened, their kneading troughs being bound up in their clothes upon their shoulders. And the children of Israel did according to the word of Moses. And they borrowed of the Egyptians jewels of silver and jewels of gold and raiment. And the Lord gave the people favor in the sight of the Egyptians, so that they lent unto them such things as they required. And they spoiled the Egyptians. And the children of Israel journeyed from Ramesses to Succoth, about 600,000 on foot that were men, beside children. And a mixed multitude went up also with them, and flocks and herds, even very much cattle. And they baked unleavened cakes of the dough which they brought forth out of Egypt, for it was not leavened, because they were thrust out of Egypt and could not tarry, neither had they prepared for themselves any victual. Now the sojourning of the children of Israel who dwelt in Egypt was 430 years. And it came to pass at the end of the 430 years, even the selfsame day it came to pass, that all the hosts of the Lord went out from the land of Egypt. It is a night to be much observed unto the Lord for bringing them out from the land of Egypt. This is that night of the Lord to be observed of all the children of Israel in their generations. And the Lord said unto Moses and Aaron, This is the ordinance of the Passover. There shall no stranger eat thereof. But every man's servant that is bought for money, when thou hast circumcised him, then shall he eat thereof. A foreigner and an hired servant shall not eat thereof. In one house shall it be eaten. Thou shalt not carry forth aught of the flesh abroad out of the house, neither shall ye break a bone thereof. All the congregation of Israel shall keep it. And when a stranger shall sojourn with thee, and will keep the Passover to the Lord, let all his males be circumcised, and then let him come near and keep it. And he shall be as one that is born in the land. For no uncircumcised person shall eat thereof. One law shall be to him that is homeborn, and unto the stranger that sojourneth among you. Thus did all the children of Israel, as the Lord commanded Moses and Aaron, so did they. And it came to pass the selfsame day that the Lord did bring the children of Israel out of the land of Egypt by their armies. Let my prayer be set forth before thee as incense, and the lifting up of my hands as the evening sacrifice. 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 Let my prayer be set forth before thee as incense. For 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 thee. Let my prayer be set forth before thee as incense. As incense. Before thee as incense.
Perfect. Blessed, Messiah, Messiah, Messiah.
And here we hear piety right here, here the offering right here, as Hosea chapter 14 brings I and I words, the words I and I mouth, the meditation I and I heart, right here, 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 the offering.
Chapter 28. And in the 14th day of the first month is the Passover of the Lord, and in the 15th day of this month is the feast. 7 days shall unleavened bread be eaten. In the first day shall be an holy convocation. Ye shall do no manner of servile work therein. But ye shall offer a sacrifice made by fire for a burnt offering unto the Lord. 2 young bullocks and 1 ram and 7 lambs of the first year. They shall be unto you without blemish. And their meat offering shall be of flour mingled with oil. 3/10 deals shall ye offer for a bullock and 2/10 deals for a ram. A several 10th deal shalt thou offer for every lamb throughout the 7 lambs, and 1 goat for a sin offering to make an atonement for you. Ye shall offer these beside the burnt offering in the morning, which is for a continual burnt offering. After this manner ye shall offer daily throughout the 7 days the meat of the sacrifice made by fire of a sweet savour unto the Lord. It shall be offered beside the continual burnt offering and his drink offering. And on the 7th day ye shall have an holy convocation. He shall do no servile work.
Fire key, fire key. And here, here, here to the Haskarah, the prophet's reading, Joshua chapter 5. Yes, sir.
All right, the law. Rastafari is the law.
Book of Joshua, chapter 5, verse 2 to chapter 6, verse 1. Lesemaab wabalet mefasa kadus ahadum lak. At that time, Yahweh Buruku said to Joshua, make thee sharp knives and circumcise again the children of Israel the second time. And Yahshua made him sharp knives and circumcised the children of Israel.
Shema Yisrael, Adonai Eloheinu, Adonai Echad.
Book of Yahshua, chapter 5, verse 2 to chapter 6, verse 1. At that time, Yahweh Buruku said to Yahshua, make thee sharp knives and circumcise again the children of Israel the second time. And Yahshua made him sharp knives and circumcised the children of Israel at the heel of the foreskin. And this is the cause why Yahshua did circumcise all the people that came out of Egypt that were males. Even all the men of war died in the wilderness by the way after they came out of Egypt. Now all the people that came out were circumcised, but all the people that were born in the wilderness, Bamidbar, by the way as they came forth out of Egypt, them they had not circumcised. For the children of Israel walked 40 years in the wilderness to until all the people that were men of war, which came out of Egypt, were consumed, because they obeyed not the voice of Yahweh, to whom Yahweh sware that he would not show them the land which Yahweh sware to their fathers, that he would give us a land that floweth with milk and honey. And their children, who he raised up in their stead, them Yahshua circumcised, for they were uncircumcised because they had not circumcised them by the way. And it came to pass, when they had done circumcising all the people, that they abode in their place in the camp till they were whole. And Yahweh, Buruku, said to Yahshua, this day have I rolled away the reproach of Egypt from off you. Wherefore, the name of this place is called Gilgal to this day. And the children of Israel encamped in Gilgal and kept the Passover on the 14th day of the month at even in the plains of Jericho. And they did eat of the old corn of the land on the morrow after the Passover, unleavened cakes and parched corn in the selfsame day. And the manna ceased on the morrow after they had eaten of the old corn of the land. Neither had the children of Israel manna anymore, but they did eat of the fruit of the land of Canaan that year. And it came to pass, when Yahshua was by Jericho, that he lifted up his eyes and looked, and behold, there stood a man over against him with his sword drawn in his hand. And Yahshua went to him and said to him, art thou for us or for our adversaries? And he said, nay, but as captain of the host of Yahweh, Buruku, am I now come? And Yahshua fell on his face to the earth and did worship and said to him, what saith my master to his servant? And the captain of Yahweh's host, Buruku, said to Yahshua, loose thy shoe from off thy foot, for the place whereon thou standest is holy. And Yahshua did so. Chapter 6, verse 1. Now Jericho was straitly shut up because of the children of Israel. None went out and none came in. Amen. Kebole kwalu. Kebo le demsu, kebo le hailu, kebo ketamawe haile selassie, nugus neges de Ethiopia, sumi igze abe her. Amen.
Let the righteous be glad. Let them rejoice before God. Before God.
Jump! Rastafari. Jump! Rastafari. Jump! Rastafari.
On May 5th, 1936, Ethiopia fell to a foreign power for the first time. 5 tragic years passed before the country regained its independence from fascist Italy. Since that time, Liberation Day has become a national holiday. War veterans come to Addis Ababa to pay homage to the man who led them to victory and who has become synonymous with Ethiopia. Ethiopia.
Children that will not lie. So he was their savior. In all their affliction, he was afflicted, and the angel of his presence saved them. My people, children that will not lie. So he was their savior. In all their affliction, he was afflicted, and the angel of his presence saved them. In his love and in his pity, he redeemed them, and he bare them and carried them all the days of old. But they rebelled and vexed his Holy Spirit. He was their savior. In all their affliction, he was afflicted. In all their affliction, 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 he was afflicted. In all their affliction, he was afflicted. In all their affliction, he was afflicted, and the angel of his presence saved them. In his love and in his pity, he redeemed them, and he bare them and carried them all the days of old, 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 all the days of old.
The man a general. Every ghetto youth, man a godfather, man a general. Them for no, man a general. God a fear, the angel of death. Every ghetto youth don't fret. From you up life, you up everything. Them couldn't stop my brain, can't take my life. God love me so, can't take my soul. I'm going back for everything and more. Yeah. I'm unstoppable.
Well, let the righteous be glad. Let them rejoice before God.
Jump! Rastafari. Jump! Rastafari. Jump! Rastafari.
Hear, O Israel. Hear, O Israel.
Shema Yisrael, Adonai Eloheinu, Adonai Echad.
The Brit Chadasha, Chadis Kidan, renewed covenant reading for day one of Passover, Matzah, the Feast of Unleavened Bread. Coming from the Gospel according to Luke, chapter 22, verse 7 through 20. The Gospel according to John, chapter 1, verse 29 through 31. And the first epistle to the Corinthians, chapter 15, verse 3 to 4, and 20 through 28. We begin, B'Shem Ha'ab, V'Habein, V'Ruach HaKadosh, Yahweh Ahad. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, He who be, who he be, the one. The Gospel according to Luke, chapter 22. Preparation of the Passover. Verse 7, Zayin, verse 8, Chet. Wa yaboa yom hamatzot, asher yizabach bo ha-pasach. Wa yishlach et petros v'et yochanan lemor. Leku vehakinu lanu et hapesach vehnokela. Then came the day of unleavened bread, when the Passover must be killed. And he sent Peter and John, saying, Go and prepare us the Passover, that we may eat. And they said to him, Where wilt thou that we prepare? And he said to them, Behold, when ye are entered into the city, there shall a man meet you, bearing a pitcher of water. Follow him into the house where he entereth in, and ye shall say to the good man of the house, The master, Adonai, saith to thee, Where is the guest chamber, where I shall eat the Passover with my disciples? And he shall shew you a large upper room furnished, there make ready. And they went, and found as he had said to them, and they made ready the Passover. The Lord's Passover. And when the hour was come, he sat down and the 12 apostles with him. And he said to them, With desire I have desired to eat this Passover with you before I suffer. For I say to you, I will not any more eat thereof until it be fulfilled in the kingdom of Elohim. And he took the cup and gave thanks and said, Take this and divide it among yourselves, for I say to you, I will not drink of the fruit of the vine until the kingdom of Elohim shall come. Adonai's Supper instituted, and he took the bread and gave thanks and brake it and gave to them, saying, This is my body, which is given for you. This do in remembrance of me. Likewise also the cup after supper, saying, This cup is the New Testament in my blood, which is shed for you. Yeshua, Jesus announces his betrayal. But behold, the hand of him that betrayeth me is with me on the table. And truly the Son of Man goeth, as it was determined, but woe to that man by whom he is betrayed. The Gospel according to John, chapter 1, verse 29, Kaf Tet, verse 30, Lamed, respectively. Wezot Haita Bebet Abara Meber Le Yardin Asher Yohanin Matbil Sham Wayhi Mimacharat Wayar Yohanin Et Yeshua Ba Layu Wayomar Hine Seha Elohim Ha Nosea Chatat Ha Olam. These things were done in Beit Abara, beyond Jordan, where John was baptizing. The next day John seeth Yeshua, seeth Jesus coming to him, and saith, Behold, Seh Ha Elohim, the Lamb of God, which taketh away the sin of the world. This is he of whom I said, After me cometh a man which is preferred before me, for he was before me, and I knew him not. But that he should be made manifest to Israel. Therefore I am come baptizing with water. 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 3, Gimel, verse 4, Dalet. Ki reshit kol dabar masarti lakem ma shekbalti ki hamashiach met lekaper al chatoteinu kaketub ve nikbar Wehukam Bayom Hashilishi Kakatub. For I deliver to you, first of all, that which I also received, how that Mashiach, that Christ died for our sins, according to the Scriptures, and that he was buried, and that he rose again the third day, according to the Scriptures. 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 20 through 28. The order of the resurrections. Verse 20, Kaf. Verse 21, Kaf Aleph. Abal, Ata, HaMashiach, Hukam, Min HaMetim, Reshit, HaYishenim. Ki Acharei Asher Ba, HaMawet, Al Yidei Adam, Gam Techiat, HaMetim, Ba'a, Al Yidei Adam. But now is Mashiach risen, but now is Christ risen from the dead, and become the first fruits of them that slept. For since by man came death, by man came also the resurrection of the dead. For as in Adam all die, even so in Mashiach, in Christ, shall all be made alive. But every man in his own order, Mashiach, Christ, the first fruits, afterward, they that are Mashiach's at his coming. Then cometh the end, when he shall have delivered up the kingdom of Elohim, even the Father, when he shall have put down all rule and all authority and all power. For he must reign till he has put all enemies under his feet. The last enemy that shall be destroyed is death, for he has put all things under his feet. But when he saith all things are put under him, it is manifest that he is accepted that did put all things under him. And when all things shall be subdued to him, then shall the Son also himself be subject to him that put all things under him, that Elohim may be all in all. Else, what shall they do which are baptized for the dead, if the dead rise not at all? Why are they then baptized for the dead? And why stand we in jeopardy every hour? I protest by your rejoicing that I have in HaMashiach Yeshua, in Christ Jesus, Adonainu, our Lord, I die daily. If after the manner of men I have fought with beasts at Ephesus, what advantageth it me if the dead rise not? Let us eat and drink, for tomorrow we die. Be not deceived. Evil communications corrupt good manners. Awake to righteousness and sin not, for some have not the knowledge of Elohim. I speak this to your shame. Kabur lakalu, kabur ladimtu, kabur lachailu, kabur lakedamawi, chaile salase, be Jesus Christos sim. Glory to word, glory to sound, glory to power. Glory to Abinu Melkenu, our Father, our King, in the name of Yeshua HaMashiach, Jesus Christ. Yes, I. Rastafari.
Baruch atah Adonai.
Jump! Rastafari.
Now he says it's touching the dead that they rise. Have you not read in the book of Moses how in the bush God spake unto him, saying, I'm the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, the God of Jacob. He's not the God of the dead, but the God of the living.
Everybody knew for too long now. The pressure upon the youth is up, it's gonna make we rise again. Rise again. Alright, blaze up the herbs and pass me the chalice. Burning out the hatred, shall we burning out the malice? Gloriousness. Can't see the police. Youth unite, build a strength from the hill to the palace. Alright, keep your eyes on the goal. Don't lose your soul and get out of control. Some people get consumed by the social media. Half of the story has never been.
We have fulfilled all. Praise be to Meskin, to Meskin, Xiavi, you Meskin. Jesus Christos,
Jesus Christos,
Jesus Christos.
Fear is in the eyes of the beholder, and love is in the presence of the lovemaker. Life is in the words of the comforter, endure much longer, live much longer. Fear is in the eyes of the beholder, and love is in the presence of the lovemaker. Life is in the words of the comforter, endure much longer, live much longer.
When the Lamb opened the seventh seal, silence covered the sky.
So here we have today's daily psalm for the first day, Psalm 96, according to the royal order. So here before the eighth day service, say the second day of the Chag HaMatzah, first day service, quote, Sunday service, coming forward, forward, forward. I'd like to share this right here, the Baraka, the blessing. The priestly blessing, the royal Amharic, and the Hebrew. Here. Yes.
Le Aronna, le Jochu, Nigaracho, Nigaracho. Ye Israelina le Jocha, Sita Varku Acho, and D, Belu Acho. Ekazi Aveher, ye Bar, ye Bar, ye Bar, ye Tabuk him. Ekazi Aveher the Situn, Yabrali, ye Raral him. Egaziavi herra fitun, ode anta yansa, salaminema yiste, endihu, semain des raella lejocha laia dergalu, enem, ebarcachual,
cachual, cachual,
cachual, in the Hebrew, daber alahrona we alla baneua le mor, ko te bareku. Eta b'nei Yisrael amor lahem.
Speak to Aaron and his sons, saying, on this wise ye shall bless the children of Israel, saying to them,
Yebarekka Yahweh we yishimreka,
Jah bless thee and keep thee.
Yair Yahweh paneu aleka we chuneka,
Jah make his face shine upon thee and be gracious to thee.
Yisah Yahweh paneu aleka ve yasem leka shalom.
Jah lift up his countenance, his face upon thee and give thee peace.
Ve samu et shemi al bnei Yisrael ve ani abarekem.
And they shall put my name upon the children of Israel, and I will bless them. Amen and 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 amen.
God bless you. We find your peace out in the God bless you for coming to the church tonight. God bless your day. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you.
blessed are they that keep John commandments. You hear classic Cornell Campbell before we ride up Psalm 96.
Advice to all is to fulfill the Ten Commandments.
Live by the Torah and the wicked are gonna crumble. Be Bible. Shout up two songs and the wicked them tremble. Live by the Bible. Shout up two songs and the wicked them tremble.
Here we have today's daily song.
Psalm 96. O sing unto the Lord a new song. Sing unto the Lord, all the earth. Sing unto the Lord, bless his name. Show forth his salvation from day to day. Declare his glory among the heathen, his wonders among all people. For the Lord is great and greatly to be praised. He is to be feared above all gods. For all the gods of the nations are idols. But the Lord made the heavens. Honor and majesty are before him. Strength and beauty are in his sanctuary. Give unto the Lord, O ye kindreds of the people. Give unto the Lord glory and strength. Give unto the Lord the glory due unto his name. Bring an offering and come into his courts. O worship the Lord in the beauty of holiness. Fear before him all the earth. Say among the heathen that the Lord reigneth. The world also shall be established, that it shall not be moved. He shall judge the people righteously. Let the heavens rejoice, and let the earth be glad. Let the sea roar, and the fullness thereof. Let the field be joyful, and all that is therein. Then shall all the trees of the wood rejoice before the Lord. For he cometh to judge the earth. He shall judge the world with righteousness, and the people with his truth. 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 His truth.
Kadamawi. Kadamawi. Inslatia.
The whole place is due for help.
Some people still searching for this truth here, which this reggae music, you know, bring Christ to them. And the only purpose it serves is to tell the people about Rastafari.
You hear the King of Kings Bible right here, today's song.
መዝሙር 95 በቅንፍ 96 ከምርኮ በኋላ ቤት በተሰራ ጊዜ ለእግዚአብሔር አዲስ ምስጋናና መስግኑ ምድር ሁሉ እግዚአብሔርን አመስግኑ እግዚአብሔርን አመስግኑ ስሙንም ባርኩ እለተለተም ማዳኑን አውሩ ክብሩን ለአሕዛብ ታምራቱንም ለወገኖች ሁሉ ንገሩ እግዚአብሔር ታላቅ ምስጋናውን ብዙ ነውና ባማልክቱም ሁሉ ላይ የተፈራ ነውና የአህዛብ ባማልክ ሁሉ አጋንንት ናቸውና እግዚአብሔር ግን ሰማያትን ሠራ ምስጋናና ውበት በፊቱ ቅዱስነትና ግርማ በመቅደሱ ውስጥ ናቸው የአህዛብ ወገኖች ለእግዚአብሔር አምጡ ክብርንና ምስጋናን ለእግዚአብሔር አምጡ ለስሙ የሚገባ ክብርን ለእግዚአብሔር አምጡ ቁርባንን ያዙ ወደ አደባባዮችም ግቡ በቅድስናው ስፍራ ለእግዚአብሔር ስገዱ ምድር ሁሉ በፊቱ ትነዋወ በአሕዛብ መካከል እግዚአብሔር ነገሰ በሉ እንዳይናወጥም ዓለሙን እርሱ አጠና አሕዛብንም በቅንነት ይፈርዳ ሰማያት ደስ ይበላቸው ምድርም ሐሴትን ታድርግ ባህርና ሞላዋ ይናወጡ በረሃ በርሷም ያሉ ሁሉ ሐሴትን ያድርጉ የዱር ዛፎች ሁሉ በዚያን ጊዜ በእግዚአብሔር ፊት ደስ ይላቸው ይመጣልና በምድር ላይ ሊፈርድ ይመጣልና እርሱም ዓለምን በጽድቅ አሕዛብንም በቅንነት ይፈርዳል
teacher, I need you so. So sing along, hallelujah. Praise his name, hallelujah. Highest praise, hallelujah. Night and day, hallelujah. Cause I'm singing and I'm chanting in the spirit. He them, them hear it and I know them no love it. But let them know that I'm one of your prophets. And I won't stop spreading his name and his love. So sing along, hallelujah. Praise his name, hallelujah. Night and day, hallelujah. Highest praise, hallelujah. Praises for Jah, both young and old. It's better than silver and gold. Silver and gold will vanish away, but the love of my Father is here to stay. Woe beyond to the shepherd that lead their sheep astray. On that day they all shall pay. I'm not afraid to praise him. Forget my troubles and praise him. Oh, I'm not afraid to sing. Open my heart and let him come in. Yes, I'm not afraid to praise him. Forget my troubles and praise him. Oh, I'm not afraid to sing. Open my heart and let him come in. Yeah. Hallelujah. Praise his name. Hallelujah. Highest praise. Hallelujah. Night and day. You could be living this minute, the next minute you're gone away. Hold up your heads, my brothers. Be conscious, my sisters. And by your works you shall surely be paid. I never tried to say my no with me. I love you. You could be living this minute, the next minute you're gone away. Hold up your heads, my brothers. Be conscious, my sisters. And by your works you shall surely be paid. I never tried this if I know it's the under. One who's got the title. One who's in high and he looks on low. I if you ever love you, love you, love you, love you, just like that. Yes! Yes. Come on, we'll just keep moving and grooving. Let's keep on moving.
Kadamawi, Kadamawi. Inflatia!
The whole place is due for
well, let the righteous be glad. Let them rejoice before God.
Are ye not as children of the Ethiopians unto me, O children of Israel, O children of Israel? Are ye not as children of the Ethiopians? Are ye not as children of the Ethiopians? Children of the Ethiopians? Are ye not as children of the Ethiopians unto me, O children of Israel, children of Israel, saith the Lord.
Teach me, teach me, teach me, teacher.
Shalom to Aina Yistling. Today's daily psalm, according to the royal order of the Ethiopian Hebrews. Shalom to Aina Yistling. Today's daily psalm, according to the royal order of the Ethiopian Hebrews. And here, after the order of Malachi, Tzedek. Of Melchizedek, righteous king, the king of righteous, of Garmawi, Chayla Selassie, HaKadosh, Baruch Hu, Baruch Hashem, Simun Yitbarek, Amen. So here we have, according to the royal order, and here the Metzhaf Kedus, the book of the seven seals, of the conquering line, the tribe of the root of David, we have Mezmor, Zetna Sidist, Psalm 96, from the Mezmore Dawit, in the Mezmure Dawit, Psalms of David. And today's daily psalm is theme, Egziavihar, Negusim Danyam. Egziavihar, the sustainer, the good, the generous, open-handed of Egziavihar, the sustainer. Negusim, and king. Egziavihar, the sustainer, and king. Danya, judge. Lingua fever in the Hebraic, Dayan, Danya. So here we have Danyam, and judge, Egziaviha, sustainer, Negusim, and king, Danyam, and judge, today's daily song. It's also themed the call to all peoples, all nations, and international communities, to worship, because he who be, we be, his divine majesty is worship worthy. Yes, he is praiseworthy. Eyes is worthy. Today's daily psalm, a call to all peoples to worship. Make I right up and begin here, comparing and contrasting, when necessary, with the HSC, Haile Selassie version, the Authorized Revised Amharic Bible, as well as the KJV, the King James Version. So here, Besama'ab, Wawalid, Wamentes, Kedus, Sahadu, Amlak, in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, the one source, in Jemralen, we begin. Beginning with the superscription. The superscription right here. Now, in some scriptures and Bibles, I think the KJV, there is not a superscription. There is no superscription in the King James Version for today's daily psalm. But as still pulse, so chant and sing, not the King James Version. I discover a version that's not the King James Version. Yes, I, Rastafari. So there's no superscription here in the KJV for Psalm 96, Mezmor Zetna Sidist. But we have a superscription right here, and also in the LXX, the Septuagint, the Koine, the Greek version, and here in the Authorized Revised Amharic Bible, the Book of the Seven Seals of the Conquering Lion of the Tribe of Judah, the Root of David, of Garmawi, Edamawi, Haile Selassie. We have this superscription called Merko Bechala, Beit Betesara Gizeh, Kamerko Bechala, after the captivity, Beit, the house, Betesara Gizeh, when the house was built after the captivity. Now, today's daily psalm is so very interesting. There's even a little more details. We attend to it from the Sefer Tehillim at the roots, at the groundation in the Masoretic and in the Hebrew, the Sefer Tehillim. But here, riding up with the royal order of the Ethiopian Hebrew, the Metzhaf Kedus, the Book of the Seven Seals, superscription in Degna. Again, Kamerko Bechala Beita Betesara Gizeh. After the captivity, when the house was being built. After the captivity, when the house was built after the captivity. Kutar And, verse 1. Le'egziyaviher adis miskanan ameskenu, nederhulu egziyaviherin ameskenu. Oh, sing, y'all, to Egziyaviher, to sustainer. A new song, sing to Egziyaviher, the sustainer, Yod Hey Weh Hey Yahweh Jehovah, all the earth. Le Egziyaviher Adis, anew, Adis Miskanan, Miskana, Adis Miskana, a new praise, a new song in that sense, but a new thanks, a new praise, a new thanksgiving. Adis Miskana. Le Egziyaviher Adis Miskanan, Ameskinu. This is a command to y'all, speaking to all, to give miskana, meskinu, give miskana, legziavi heradis miskana, meskinu, midarhulu, egziavi herin, ameskinu, kuter hulet, verse 2.
Exiabiharin ameskinu, shmunim barku, elete eletima madanun auru. Sing to Exiabihar, the sustainer, the good, the excellent, the open hand, the generous up, Father, Yodhei, Wehei, he who be, we be, Yahuwah, Yahweh. Bless his name, shmunim barku hakadosh, baruku, baruch Hashem. Bless his name, shmunim barku, eleta eletim madanun auru. Shew forth his salvation from day to day. Elet, eleta, eletim, madanun, auru. News it, proclaim it. Puter source, verse 3. Kavruna le ahizava ta amaratu nema le wogonot hulua nigaru. Declare, nigaru, nigaru, nigaru. Declare his glory. Kavru. Kavru, declare his glory among the heathen. Kavrun le'ahizav to the peoples, to the heathens, to the international communities and nationalities. Ta'amratunim, his wonders. Ta'amratunim le'wagonoch, to all peoples. Le'wagonoch hulu, wagonoch here would be like the ethnicities, or the nationalities, the peoples, the nations, and the ethnicities, the different kinds of people that were going to chulu, nigeru, nigeru, nigeru. Tell, talk, declare, reason. Kuter arat, verse 4. Ekziyavihar talak amiskana wima bizu nawina. Be amalekatim mahulu lai yetefera nawina. For great. Right, for he who he be is great. Exiavihar talak, talak. He is great and greatly to be praised. Miskanaum, miskanau, miskana, praise miskanau, his praise, miskanaum, and his praise. Bizu, 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 nuff, 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 bizu na winna, for it is nuff, 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 nuff. He is to be feared. We phrase reverence, respectfully speaking. He is to be feared above all gods. Ba'amalektim hululai yetefera nauna yetefera yetefera. Here we have the Norahu. Norahu, he is dreadful. He is awesome. He is awful. He is terrible. He is reverential. He is Rastafari. Here we have Yetefera, 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 Nawina, the Amalekatim, Hululai, above all the Amalek, all the Elohim, all the gods. There's no God other than he who be, who he be, Yetefera, Nawina, but upon and above all their gods, their pseudo-trinities, their divinities of the nations, of the peoples, the Amalekatim, Hululai, Yetefera. Yetefera nawinna. Here we have the Tefera. Tefera. He is to be reverenced, respected, feared. If necessary, he is to be feared. He is to be reverenced. He is to be dreaded. Because he's awesome. He's awful. He's terrible above all their gods. Kutaramis, verse 5. Ye ahizab amalik tulu aganint nachawinna. Exiavihirgin samayatin sara. For all the gods of the nations, yeah, Ahizab of the people, Ahizab of the Hizboch, Ahizab, yeah, Ahizab Amalikt, Hulu, all of the gods of the people. This is why when they say God this and God that, there is no God other than he who be, who he be, Ha Elohim. Here we have in verse 5 right here of today's daily psalm, as Mozetana Sadist at Kuter Amist, it says, yeah, Ahizab Amalikt, Hulu Aganint. Aganint nachawinna. They are demons. For all the gods of the peoples are demons, are demonic, are demons, are exaggerations. Aganint. Aganint nachawinna. Ya ahizab amalek tulu. Aganint nachawinna. Now, it's interesting because in the Hebrew, ki kol elohe ha'amim elelim. They are elil. They're good for nothing. They're elelim. They're not Elohim. They're elelim. They are good for nothing. But Jehovah, Ekziavi had a sustainer, the good, the excellent, open handed, generous, our father, Ekziavi had again. However, Ekziavi, the sustainer, Samayatin, Sarah, he built the heavens. Kuter Sidist, verse 6. Miskanana uveta befitu. Kedusinetina grma bemekadesuist nacho. Honor and majesty. These attributes
these divine attributes, honor and majesty. Here, Bamringa, we have Miss Ghana. Thanks, praise, praise, thanks, and Uvet and beauty. Miss Ghana na Uveta befitu. Kedusinetina Gurma, Gurma. Garma be mekresu ist nacho, kedusinet, holiness. So here we have some diversion from the Sefer Tehillim, but also we have a reflection of this within the Septuagint, bringing out what some would say would be the archaic Hebrew. In the Hebrew we have the attributes of the Hod, Wihadar lefanayo, Oz is strength, Oz. They say Wizard of Oz, but really the Oz, Hebrew, the Oz. Oz, we tiferet. So here, even in the Hebrew, the Masoretic Hebrew is a testimony to the Teferi, the Tefari name, both in the Royal Amharic, Yeteferan, Wina, and here with Oz, we tiferet, the Mikadasho. Strength and beauty are in his sanctuary. Selassie is the chapel. Now, in the Septuagint, just to compare and contrast here, the Septuagint has acknowledgement and beauty corresponding with what we have here in the Book of the Seven Seals, the Metaf Kedus of Garmawi. John Hoy of His Imperial Majesty, we have Miskanana Uveta Befitu Kedusinetina Garma Bemekdesuist Nacho. We have acknowledgement, Miskana, thanks and praise is also acknowledgement, acting on that knowledge, give thanks, acknowledgement and beauty, Miskana, Ina, and Wuvet, and beauty, Befitu, in his Lefanayo, in his presence, in his perception, holiness, islandness, kedusinet ina, and kedusinet ina, garma. Now we have another garma. We say garmawi, John Hoy, his majesty, his imperial majesty, his majesty, so that we do not overly profanate, or ignorantly, you know, just loud, you know, just endlessness if it's not in the right order. Because remember the words. Every time I hear the word. But here we have Kedusinetina Garma Bemekdesu Ist Nacho. Holiness and majesty. Garma, Garmawi Hoy, and Garma are in his sanctuary. His holy place, Ben Mekdesu, whisk in the Mekdes, Ben Mekdesu, in his Mekdes, in his holy place, Ben Mekdesu, whisk, Nacho, Kuter, Sebat, verse 7. Ya'ahizab waganoch le'ekaziyavi her amtu, kabrinna miskanan le'ekaziyavi her amtu, give to ekaziyavi her, the sustainer. The good, the excellent, generous, open-handed, Father, all y'all kindreds of the people, you ethnicities of the nations, Ya'ahizab, Orgonoch, Leg, Ziyavihar, Amtu, Kavrinna, Miskanan, Kavrinna, glory and Kavrinna, Miskanan. Here we have glory, right? And the KJV says, give to the Lord glory and strength. Bamarina, we have Kavrinna, Miskanan, Leg, Ziyavihar, Amtu. Glory and thanks and thanksgiving. Thanksgiving, le egaziavi her to the sustainer, amtu. Give to he who be, we be, his divine majesty, glory. Right, that glory and honor in the sense of that honor, your honor. Now the Hebrew does have la yawa, kavod, wa oz, like habu, la yawa, habu to Jehovah, kavod, wa oz, strength. But here, in the Royal Amharic, the Metzaf Kedus, the Book of the Seven Seals, the Conquering Lion, the Tribe of Judah, the Root of David, and in the Septuagint, we have the witness. Kuter Semint, verse 8. Lesimu yamigaba kavrin legeziavi heramtu, kurbana yazu, wodadababayochima gibbu. Give to egeziavi her, sustain of the glory, do his name. Lesimu. Simuna yitbarekas, lesimu, for his name, to his name, yamigebba, that which is proper. Lesimu, yamigebba, that which is appropriate. Lesimu, yamigebba, that which is due his name, kavrin, the glory, the honor, the elaboration. Le egaziavi her, to the sustainer, amtu.
give. And I said, no, like the bring. Bring it. Bring it. Amtu. Korban Yazu. Korban. Offering the Korban. The Korban Yazu. Right? Seize that Korban. Bring an offering. What adababayochim? What adababayoch? Adababayoch. His courts. Adababayoch. His courts. What adababayochim? Into his courts. Gibu. Gibu. Enter. Come in. Come into his courts. Puter zetang. Verse 9. Back at the Sinal Sifra, like Giziari had a Sigedu. Midarhulu befitu tenawawet. Oh, worship Egziari had a sustainer, Yahweh Jehovah. In the beauty, the IT of idleness, the beauty of holiness, fear, respect, reverence before him, all the earth. Back at the Sinal, Kedisanao, and in his holy, Back at the Sinal Sifra, in his holy place, let Egziari had a to the sustainer, segedu, segedu, prostrate, prostrate, right? Bow, worship, segedu, 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 like Ziyari here, segedu. Mitaruhulu befitu tenawawet. Fear, it's interesting here, tenawawet, or tinnawawet, tinnawawet. Mitaruhulu befitu tinnawawet. Fear, in other words, don't let you shake. You know, shake before him in his presence, in his perception. All the earth, the earthly plane. Kuta Aser, answer, verse 10. The Ahizam Mekakel, Exiavir Negese, Bellu, and Aya Nawakim, Alamun Ersuat Enal, Ahizab Nema Bekinneti Ferdal. Say, 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 this is what we ought to say. Say among the heathen. Say among the Ahizab, the Goyim, the Ahizab, Mekakel. The Ahizab, upon the Ahizab, the people, the Hizboch, Ahizab, Mekakel, amongst them, amongst the Ahizab, among the peoples, the nationalities, the peoples. Say amongst them, Egeziabi her Negese, Negese has become king. He has become king, that he who be who he be, that he reigneth. Yahweh Jehovah Malak. Here, Bamarinya, Ekziavi, here, Negese. Bellu, bellu. Say, y'all, what we to say among the nation is that the sustainer, the good, the excellent, open-handed, generous, our Father has become king, has become coronated, is coronated as king. Behold, line of the tribe of Judah, the root of David. Gormawi, Kenamawi, Haile Selassie, has revealed to open the book and to loose the seven seals thereof. The Aizam Mekakel, Ekeziyavi her Negese, Pelu, and I anawetim, Alamuno hulu atzenau, Ahizabinim bekneta yifardal, the world, the world, the world, his world, Alamun, his world, also is established, shall be established, is established, he has established arsu atzenau, he has already established it. And die now it, so that it's not, it's, it cannot be moved, cannot be shaken. And die now with him, Alamun, Asu, Atsenau. Ahizabinim, Abekinneti, Ferdal, Ahizabinim, and the nations, the peoples, the international community. Ahizabinim, Bekinnet, Kinnet, straightforwardness. Right? Here we have, it says, he shall judge the people righteously. He shall judge them straightforwardly, Bekinnet. Not zigzaggy, Bekinneti, Ferdal. Kutal Asara And, verse 11. Samayata desibelacho. Midrema has sitting na tadrig. Bahirina mulawa yinawatu. Let the heavens rejoice. Samayat desibelacho. And let and may the earth be glad. Midrema has sitting tadrig. Tadrig. Bahirina mulawa yinawatu. Let the sea roar. Here we have Bahirnam Olawa, the sea, and her fullness. Bahirnam Olawa, Yinawatu, Yinawatu. Shake up fullness and roar in that sense, and fullness, and all of her fullness, the fullness thereof. Kutarasara Hulet, verse 12. Beraha Berswam Yaluhulu Hesetina Yadrigu. Yedura Zafoto Hulu Bezian Gize. Let the field be joyful, and all that is therein. Then shall all the trees of the wood rejoice. Then shall all the trees of the wood rejoice. Beraha be'erswam yalu hulu hasetena yadrigu. Yedur zafot hulu. Bezian Gizeh, in that time, Bezian Gizeh,
Bezian Gizeh, Be'egaziari Hersit, in the presence of perception of the sustainer, the good, excellent Father, Desilachua, they will be happy, they will be joyful, they rejoice. Kutarasara Sost. Yimet Alina. Before the Lord, for he cometh. Here we have Yimet Alina. It says, for he cometh. For he is coming and he will come. He cometh. Upon the earth, Lifard, Yimet Alina, for he comes to judge upon the earth, the earthly plane. Arsum, he himself, none other, Arsum, and he, Alamin Abetzidik, Alamin, Alam, the world, Alamin, the world, Abetzidik, in righteousness, he shall judge the world. In righteousness, Be'tzedek, because he is Melchizedek, Azabinim, and the peoples, the nations, the peoples, Be'kinnet, in straightforwardness, integrity, straightforwardness, Yifardal. Here we have, in the KJV, it says, and the people with his truth. And the people with his truth. Now we have Kinnet here, Kinnet, and looking at the Septuagint, right, looking at the Septuagint as well, it has a reflection of truth. But here's what's interesting, it's the Hebrew. Here we have to get to the Hebrew, just in case one say, well, this is Kinnanet, straightforwardness, but it doesn't say truth, and one might imagine an error. But no, from the Hebrew, with amim, last phrase in the Hebrew, Sefer Tehillim, with amim, be'emunato, emunato. When we say about truth and faithfulness, that's what's straightforward. Bringing it out in the Negus and Ges Targum, in the Targum of the King of Kings, straightforward, not zigzag, straightforward, with integrity. That's the truth, straightforward, with integrity. Yes, I. Praise be, Divine Majesty. HaKadosh Baruch Hu Baruch Hashem. Simon. Yitzbarek, lo 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 yitzbarek.
If tomorrow is judgment day.
Yes. Sunday service coming forward. Tune in for day two, my time.
Well, let the righteous be glad. Let them rejoice before God.
Yes, Rastafari. Yes.
Yes, I. Day two. First day service, Sunday service, coming forward. The eighth day service, right here. Yes, I. Calling. Melkam and Hood, blessed first day. First day service beginning right now. Day two, unleavened bread.